and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Eastern Thomas High School. It's going to be the second round of the sectional. Tonight, it's the Eastern Thomas hosting the Pittsburgh Blue Devils. We're going to talk right now with head coach, Josh Edwards of the Eastern Thomas. How you doing, sir?
Hey, we're doing wonderful. What great weather. Good football night. Let's do it.
Good time to stay tonight because I'm starting Monday. We're going to go downhill with the temperature.
That's what it looks like. That's the kind of weather I like. I'm kind of a thick burger, and so I like a little bit colder temperature, so.
Feels good. Coach, I'm going to mention this. You know this, I think. Right now you're 87 wins, 87 losses, working in your number 17.
Yep.
You're going to go uphill. From here on now, I'm telling you what, you're going to start going gangbusters. I'm going to mention 38.6 offensively per game, 16.7 is all you're giving up. Coach, you're in your 25th year as a head coach. You're in the silver anniversary.
Yeah, I am, man. It's been a long time, and there's kids that I coach that are now coaching and have children of their own that are up in, you know, in youth league, almost in the middle school. So, but that's part of the glory of it, right? You coach for the kids, and you get to see their kids, and that makes it a really fun time.
When you can put together a coaching tree, you know, that's a good thing. So, coach, you're 8-2, 6-1. You finished in Hoosier Heartland Conference. That was a good conference. Carroll Cougars, pretty good team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the top four teams in that conference, they're still playing tonight, and all four have a chance to be playing again next week. We have a chance. Carroll's got a chance here. I mean, so not saying that all four will, but there's an opportunity. So the top half of our conference is very good, and then you also throw in Tri-Central, who's got a pretty good shot tonight to advance as well. So there possibly could be five teams from our conference playing next week.
That's excellent. We'll talk about that in the booth for a pregame. We'll mention we're in Greentown, Indiana, just 10 miles to the east of Kokomo.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's a good opportunity for, you know, that's kind of where our kids go after the game to hang out. And, you know, we go there to pick up stuff that we need. But it is nice having a small community and having the family relationships that we have here.
Well, Coach, you probably used to hang out. You're a Greentown. You're a native of the Eastern Thomas. You went to Taylor College. That speaks volumes when you say what I just said.
Yeah, well, I mean, going to Taylor, you know, academically, it was a challenge, and I played football and baseball there, so, you know, I got to enjoy some extra things, not just the great academic and Christian atmosphere of Taylor, but also got to play some sports there, which was a blessing in itself.
What'd you play in football?
I actually went there as an offensive guard, and I could run, so they moved me to tight end, and then I played catcher in baseball.
You changed your number.
Unfortunately, yeah, I had to go from 59 to 83, but at the time, Clarence Rodan was playing for the Colts, so I was okay with it.
What are you doing? He's going back to kicks. We'll mention Eastern Thomas. Can I talk about your son and then Clayton Kelly? Clayton Kelly's the right defensive end. Eli Edwards, he'll play quarterback also. He's going to play the other side defensive end, and then you're going to have a pretty good stack right there, three-man front.
Yeah, you know, we've been hopping in and out of a three and a four all year, but, you know, Rob, we like our base to be a three, but, you know, when we have Eli and Clayton that are both 6'4", and Eli was 238 at the beginning of the year, and Clayton was 230, and both are good athletes. You know, Eli's got the 6 Division I offers right now, so we've got some pretty good kids. I am just straight up blessed with good kids and good players.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about Abe. Abe Edwards. Yeah. Is it Abraham?
He goes by Abe, yeah.
Abraham.
It's Abram. We actually went with Abram.
That's good. Abram's good. He's in there, too. He's in that book. And then Abe Edwards, 6'3", 245. He's just a freshman. He's playing linebacker for you, Coach.
Yeah, he is. You know, I thought he'd be able to play offensive line for us this year just because he's a natural as far as just blocking guys and understands the game, being a coach's kid. But, you know, he really, really picked up linebacker the last 2 years in middle school. And then we kept, you know, with the advanced coaching you receive at the high school level, he's just picked it up. And I think he's got 4 interceptions now, and he's close to 100 tackles.
That's good. We're going to talk about number 54. And Matt Jensen let me know that Noah Jordan, linebacker, leads the team in tackles.
Yes, he does. And Noah, if you look at him, you see him at school, you think he is just your average everyday kid that goes and gets good grades and is a nice kid, which he is, all of those things. But, man, he flips a switch. He's 170 pounds soaking wet. But when he comes out here, he is difficult to block. He's slippery. He's got a heart, and it just doesn't stop. He just plays with a motor.
Your son, Eli Edwards, the quarterback, is going to be handing the ball off to running back Jaden Eagle. He's averaging 167 yards per game.
Yeah, Jaden's had a really nice year. And, again, I think that a lot of that goes to we are improved up front. We have an improved offensive line. And I think a lot of that goes to also our balance. We throw the ball as well as we run the ball. So, but Jaden is one of those guys that trains 12 months a year, at least 6 days a week. And if you see him physically, you know, you can see that he's put the work in.
I can't get him. I think I'm going to throw him a shot. Got a minute? Okay, what's up? 87, Clayton Kelly. He's a senior. Mm-hmm. Ian Hewitt, number two. He's a senior. Blake Robinson, 21. He'll catch passes. Mm-hmm. And Braden Word is your go-to guy. He's a junior. He'll catch passes for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a pretty experienced receiving core. And then Braylon started last year as a sophomore. So, you know, he got a lot of experience. He'll probably end up being our running back next year. He's a very, very talented ball carrier with out of the backfield as well. So, we have some good guys for Eli to throw the ball to. And those guys, again, a lot of them have played together since third grade coming up through youth league. That senior group has. So they have a lot of, they know where each other's going to be at.
That sounds good. You got a lot of players in. Last thing I'm going to mention. Freshman, Gibson Eagle, where's number one? You allowed him to catch a touchdown pass.
Yeah, I did, you know, and again, we had mostly all freshmen in last week in the third quarter. We had 100% reserves in offense, and then we had mostly freshmen that were on that side of the ball. So he's a guy that's coming up for us that I wanted to get some experience to get some varsity players, and so we let him uncork one from about 35, and he connected for a touchdown. So it was nice for him.
Coach, I'm John Hedlund. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, AJ.
Yep, thank you. We're going to walk this direction. We're going to walk this direction and talk to Coach Aaron Toll. I'll tell you what, Coach Aaron Toll, this day is a nice day for football.
Hard to believe it's the end of October, but the best thing about today is it's the second round of the sectional, and we're still playing, so it's tournament time and best time of the year.
Coach, you're familiar with Eastern Conference. I think you played them twice. This is number three. You got two wins. We're going to talk about first round last year, 2A 36, 21-20. Tipton got the win. The difference in the game was a failed PAT.
Yeah, we were in deep trouble at halftime. We were down 20. I think we threw a pick six, and we were driving to go ahead at halftime, and we throw a pick six, and instead of being ahead, we were down two scores. And to our kids' credit, we rallied and kind of dominated the fourth quarter, and I think we went ahead for the first time in the game with about 2 minutes to go, and we're able to advance.
That was the first time you played them, 2011, 12 years ago, Eastern Conference, Tipton. It was at Tipton. Tipton got a one-point win that year, 28-27.
Another great ball game, and I felt like maybe we should have won by a little bit more of that game, but we made some mistakes right before halftime, and we had to win that game in order to win our sectional, so that was our second sectional of the four that we won in a row, so that was a big win.
Coach, you're going to face a guy, he's 6'4", 238. He's a lot like a Vince Hoover, 6'3". He lies in his first year, 238. And we'll mention that tonight, Edwards. He'll play quarterback and defensive end. I'm sure you're prepared for him.
We sure tried. He's a good player, both on both sides of the ball. He's a, like you said, very, very big, very physical. And, you know, he plays really well on both sides of the ball. So he's going to have a big part of, you know, their success or if they are successful. And, we got to keep him from getting big plays offensively. Obviously, he's a big part of that in the pass game. And then we've got to get him blocked when he's on defense.
You're going to face a senior in the backfield, primarily 5'8", 195. You know he's been in the weight room. He's got 19 touchdowns on the ground this year.
Good back. Hopefully we came up with a formula that we contained really well in last year's ball game. I think we held him to 64 yards on 21 carries or something. So hopefully that's the formula. Hopefully we can reproduce that tonight. We'll have to again. We cannot give up big plays.
You're going to face the spread offense. Braylon Word, he's a leading receiver. He's a junior. He's got 10 touchdown receptions.
Yeah, he's a good player. What we've been telling our kids, we face good players every week, all year long, and hopefully. We're playing another good ball club tonight, but hopefully our extremely tough schedule has prepared us to play our absolute best tonight. I felt like the second half last Friday was kind of the first time we've put all three phases of the game together, we look pretty darn good. So, that was our motto, kind of, hey, you start feeling good about yourself, you start thinking positive about yourself, and look what happens to your play. And we were running the ball, we were passing the ball, played great defense last week. I think Landon pinned him inside the 5-yard line with a punt. So, I mean, we were on all cylinders in the second half. So, we'll need that to carry over to tonight.
You got Calvin Conant. He's a junior. He'll run the football. He's undeniable. He's a workhorse. He didn't play in the whole game last year or last week. He had to step out. But Chase Hussey, sophomore stepped in.
They're both guys that obviously we count on, and Calvin's been a workhorse all year, and he's going to do the same tonight. If we're going to be successful, he's going to have to be able to carry the rock and set the edge on defense. That's what we're going to ask of him tonight. And Chase is a two-way player as a sophomore too, and that's kind of what Tiffin's been built on. And we grow two-way players and tough kids, and we're certainly going to have to do that tonight.
Let's talk about number three, Dallas Capshaw. Dallas Capshaw, he'll play quarterback. He's playing some defensive back. He's 5'10". He's got a kind of a contagious energy for his other teammates.
He flies around, and honestly, I think the best thing we did with him was we started putting him on defense, and he doesn't have to stand over there on the sideline and think about nothing but offense. So he just goes out and plays, and he played his best ball game last week. And I think he threw for 100 yards and a couple touchdowns, and we'll need another good one out of him tonight to be successful.
A junior athlete, number 11, that's Landon Spidell, 6'2", 180. He plays in all three phases for you.
He does, and hopefully the light went on for Landon a little bit last week. He had both touchdown receptions and got him going, because he's a really, really good athlete. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, and hopefully the light went on and he can continue to play at a high level. That makes us a lot better football team.
Coach, last thing, you got a nose man, 67, Wolford. You got two guys beside him, defensive end, Aiden Blair, 64, he's a senior, and Joel Branham, he's also a senior, and those guys are going to manage the trenches.
William Wolford had an outstanding ball game last week. I think he had three tackles for loss, and he's kind of our energizer bunny, and then Aiden Blair is kind of the of our guys up front. He kind of brings size, and he's had an outstanding senior year also.
So well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We're going to go this direction. We're going to walk this direction. We're going to walk up in the press box. I tell you what, both these coaches are lit and ready to fire.
Yeah, they are. Very generous with their time and talking about their teams and their competition tonight. So great night, as Coach Hull said, for football. It's low 70s, high 60s here. Virtually no wind. No rain expected for the outlook, so that's always a good thing, too. But, we're looking excited, looking forward to this game this evening.
It's going to be an even playing field. We do know that. This field is plush. It's got the chlorophyll for October 27th. The grass is green, and they're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll try to get in a good position. The national anthem coming up, I can tell. 14 minutes left in the pregame. We're going to walk this direction, and we'll walk up the stairway and go by the spirit section of Eastern Thomas High School students, and we'll talk a little bit about the ball game up in the press box. We'll talk about how it's working. We'll work out how it's working. We'll go up this direction. And nice press box here. All the gentlemen here running the components. Kind-hearted. Say what, like your brothers with all of them. Let's see. We're going to walk this direction. Oh, my gosh. All over my notes. So we're having a pregame right here. And how does this work?
Sure. We're going to have to do some rearranging here in the press box, getting ready for the game. So bear with us a little bit. Yeah, talk a little bit about second round of sectionals. Tonight, 7 p.m., we've got Gibson Blue Devils here at Eastern High School with the Comets. At 7 p.m. also, Clinton Central Bulldogs versus the Park Tudor Panthers. Also at 7, Clinton Prairie Gophers versus North Vermilion Falcons. Also 7 o'clock, Caston Comets versus Carroll Cougars. As well as 7 o'clock, West Central Trojans versus Tri-Central Trojans. And the Finley Tigers at the Sheridan Blackhawks. That is the second round of the Hoosier Heartland Conference sectional. In the Hoosier Conference, members' first round opponents, there were 9 teams. Hamilton Heights won their game against Oak Hill, 42-17.
the West Lafayette Red Devils, 48, River Forest Ingots, 13, Central Catholic Knights, 42, versus the Winnemac Warriors at 14, Mississinawa Indians, 35, Western Panthers, 14. We have the national anthem here, and we'll pick that up here in a little bit.
First round of the Hoosier Conference members games. We had Northwestern Tigers at Meconequa Braves. Meconequa won that game 55-13. Also have the Rensselaer Central Bombers 42, Griffith Panthers 13, have the Tipton Blue Devils 35, Blackford Bruins 0, and Seager Patriots 14, Benton Central Bison 12. All right. First round of the Hoosier Conference last week had Mississinawa 35, Western 14. Oh, I did that. Okay. Like this.
Okay, we're getting ready for football. I say, well, we ought to open this up and as we're supposed to. We'll mention welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Eastern High School, Greentown, Indiana, home of the Eastern Comets. We welcome you to today's Education Base High School varsity football game, the Clifton Blue Devils and the Eastern Comets. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So what, Larry? We've got about 8 minutes. We'll go ahead and mention. We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, and that's the Clifton Blue Devils.
All right, thank you, AJ. Again, Tipton Blue Devils, enrollment 454. They are Class 2A, Sectional 36. The end of the season record for that sectional is Tipton at 2-8, Bluffton 8-2, Eastern Comets here tonight 8-2, Alexandria 8-2, Eastbrook 7-3, Frankton 4-6, Elwood 1-9, and Blackford 0-10. Principal at Tipton High School is Mr. Craig Leach, Athletic Director Corey Bernong, Assistant AD Alex Weddle, and Athletic Trainer Mr. Bert Embert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-7431 or at TiptonAthletics.com. Hoosier Conference Eastern Division, 2023 Hoosier Conference order of finish, 9 teams. Hamilton Heights Huskies were 10-0. West Lafayette 7-3. Lafayette Central Catholic 7-3. Western 4-6. Twin Lakes 5-5. Northwestern 3-7. Rensselaer Central 6-4. Tipton 2-8. And Benton Central 2-8 as well. Coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Aaron Toll. 136 wins and 80 losses is his career record in his 19th year at Tipton High School. He is a Tipton High graduate from 1990.
There's also an Indiana University graduate in 1995. Next, tonight's winner of the Comets and the Blue Devils will advance Friday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. sectional final would be at Eastbrook or at Bluffton.
Hey, thanks, Larry. We'll talk a little bit about the Eastern Comets. Eastern Comets have a school enrollment of just two more students in Tipton, 456. We'll mention their school was founded in 1951. We'll mention their Class 2A, Sectional 36, 8 teams in the Sectional. Larry has mentioned those by record. And we'll mention that Blackwood, Tipton, Elwood, Eastern, Eastbrook, Franklin, Bluffton, Alexandria. The principal at Eastern High School is Brad Puget. The athletic director is Eric Heisner. The athletic secretary is Julie Woodall. And the two athletic trainers are Jim Jess and Tim Mossberg. We'll let you know Eastern High School is located at 421 South Harrison Street, Greentown, Indiana, 46936. You can reach them by telephone at 765-628-3333. On the web, it's gocometsathletics.com. They wear the colors green and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are 8 teams in the conference. Order of finish is like this. Number 1 is Carroll Cougars. They're currently 10-0. They finished the conference 7-0. Second place, Eastern Comets. They're currently 8-2. Finished the conference 6-1. Third place is the Sheridan Blackhawks. They're playing tonight. They're going against Tinley. 7-3 on the season, 5-2 in the conference. Fourth place is the Delphi Oracles. Delphi Oracles are currently 4-6. They are out of the tournament, but we'll mention in the conference they finished 4-3. In fifth place is Clinton Prairie Gophers. They're currently 6-4, finished in the conference 3-4. Sixth place is Christ Central Trojans. They are playing tonight 4-6 on the season, 2-5 in the conference. Seventh place, Clinton Central Bulldogs, 1-7. Finished the conference 1-6, and in 8th place with the Taylor Titans, 1-8, finished the conference 0-7. We're here at Cobbdale Field. The field is natural grass, and we'll mention that in the conference, 6 of the 8 teams are still alive. That's in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Eastern Comets are currently 8-2. They finished 6-1 in the Hoosier Heartland. They average offensively, which is an average, 38.6 points offensively. They give up defensively, 16.8. The head coach working in year number 17 is Coach Josh Edwards. Josh Edwards has a couple of boys on the team. You'll hear their names tonight. Josh Edwards presently in his 17th year with 87 wins, 87 losses. That's about like Coach Kirshner. He was 29-29 when the Blue Devils played them. Well, Mitch's 25th year overall, 103 wins, 151 losses. In high school, he went right here, Eastern Comet High School, 1994 graduate. He attended and graduated from Taylor College 1999, as Larry just mentioned. Next game on the agenda for one of these two teams tonight, they'll play next Friday, November 3rd. It'll be a 7 o'clock start. It'll either be at Eastbrook or Bluffton. I believe that to be absolutely true, but you might check before you get on the road and drive. So it's going to be a good game. I tell you what, Larry, you got to mention I'm 62 on the roster for the Eastern Comets. They like the game. They walk around their school. They're happy to wear the jersey, I'm sure. Blue Devils this year, they got 41 on their roster. You know it's going to climb. Blue Devils like football just as much, if not more.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've got a good amount of kids out here, good-sized kids, too, as well. So looking forward to a good game tonight.
Got some good jerseys. What next? The Blue Devils going to wear white. That's the common away collar for football. It's the opposite for basketball. But I tell you what, Larry, we're going to see these jersey numbers pretty good tonight. I don't know if I brought my binoculars. Did you happen to?
I'm going to see if you've got them down in your
pants
there.
Yeah. I guess you're
cool. We'll have to use my old eyes to the best. But again, these jerseys show up really well with the gold numbers on the black jerseys for the Eastern Comets. And the blue numbers on white for the Tipton Blue Devils. Kind of different numbers, so sometimes we'll get those mixed up a little bit. But
got some folks covering the ball game tonight. Have a have a rider from right there, and I'm well mentioned right beside us. It's 860 AM, 1350 AM. That's WIOU. I'm sure you're familiar with WIOU. They're out of Kokomo. They travel pretty good radius and cover athletic events at the high school level. They're having the coin toss right now. The umpire, white-hatted gentleman, talking to both teams, probably explaining the night's festivities. 1:38, clock still moving. We're intriguing. The four captains for each team are out there, and we're going to mention. Eastern Thomas are going to receive the opening kickoff. Eastern Thomas is going to receive from the east, and they'll go to the west. As mentioned, Larry notified me, said, this is an east-west field. We don't see a lot of those. We saw one at Central Catholic.
Yeah, most of them are north-south, but this is east-western, but with the clouds and the time, no sunshine will be your problem there, so. We're trying to figure out how to get our notes up here with the limited space. We're going to have it so we can maybe stick our heads out the window here so we can see both ends of the field. So just doing a little reorganization. So anyhow, it's a packed house here on both sides, both the visitor side in blue and the Eastern home side, full of people looking to enjoy a good game. So. Looks like they are starting to come to the sidelines after meeting on the field. I believe that's Eastern won the toss. I'm not sure if they elected to receive. They're going to receive. Okay, receive and go to the west. So, all right. Let's see. Well, again, beautiful weather tonight. A little cloudy sky, but no rain in the forecast. So we've got 11, 10, 9 on the clock clicking down here. So we'll be ready to kick off here in just a second. 4, 3, 2, 1. Russell blow their whistle. And both teams taking the field right now. Again, looks like Blue Devils will be kicking off, defending the west goal. Eastern will be receiving the ball, going from our right to left or east to west. Huskies come out. Looks like Dakota Ferg. We'll be lining up for the Huskies for the kickoff here. He's a pretty good kicker, kicks the ball very well. Been just watching him during the pregame, and he was kicking field goals out here from about 40 yards, so he's got a leg on him. So we'll see if he kicks it deep or has another plan here.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you a lot, more than you know. But I'm going to boost the ball away 6 yards deep, maybe 7 yards, as Larry said, 6 yards soccer style. There's the whistle. This game is going to be underway at 7 p.m. AT&T time. You're going to get a push. You're going to knock it back to the goal line. It'll go on into the end zone. It's going to get a touchback off the right foot of Dakota Ferg.
Yeah, good kick there. So we'll bring it out to the 25 and get going.
So Blue Devils going to line up defensively. And walking into the huddle for the Eastern Comets is Eli Edwards, quarterback, 6'4", 238. He's a big young man. As coach and dad, Josh Edwards, told us he's got 6 Division I schools looking at him. He's going to line up in a shotgun. They have spread offense. Slot left. They're going to go motion. Left to right. That's Eagle. He's going to keep the ball. Quarterback keep. Blue Devils right there to stop him after a short gain. It might be a gain of 1. And Blue Devils make the stop. First play of the game.
Looks like Cole Hussey from his inside linebacker position came right up and met him right at the line of scrimmage.
So Eastern Thomas going to pick up 1 on the first carry. Called his own number. That's Eli Edwards. They break huddle. They're to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun quarterback Eli Edwards. He's got the white towel in front to wipe his hands. Eagle in the backfield. Going to be an early movement. Going to be a flag in. And it looks like it's going to be whistled against the Sister Blue Devils.
Yeah, they were couldn't find one guy. There was about 4 of them that jumped offside there, so kind of a hard count there, and got the whole defensive line of scrimmage to jump.
So Eli Edwards going to put another play. Let's see if it's the same one. We'll never know. And then they're going to break huddle once again. We'll pick up 5 on the flag. It's going to be 2nd down 4. Going to run trips to the left side. Spread offense. 1 in the backfield. That's Eagle. He'll get the handoff. His first carry of the ball game. Blue Devils going to catch him before he gets to the 30-yard line. Not quite the first down.
That looked like a Slade Springer, and I believe
Aiden Blair on the tackle there.
So Eastern's going to go with the tempo offense. They're already at the line of scrimmage. They didn't use the huddle. They'll hand off to Eagle. Eagle's got a first down. They go outside beyond the 35, down the 40. The Blue Devils will tackle him near the 44-yard line, first and 10, Eastern.
That was Joe Clouser saving the day there for the Blue Devils. He got way up the field and was going for the end zone, but Joe got a piece of him.
So that's Eagle in the backfield. That's Jaden Eagle. He's 5'8", 195. You know he's been in the weight room from just listening to how tall and how much he weighs. Slot left, short side of the field. Slot right, wide side of the field. Calling the cadence. Eli Edwards, low pass, going to begin complete. Try to get it out in the right slab. Looks like about a 5-yard slant pattern going out. And the intended receiver was number 4, Braylon Word. He's their leading receiver.
Yeah, and that looked like it was Landon Spidell, I believe. Landon Spidell on the coverage there for the Blue Devils.
So they reach about it, 44-yard line. Nose up. It's at the left hash. Blue Devils working on some directions right there. Going to line up in a shotgun, empty backfield. Slot left, going to go motion. Left to right, they'll give the jet sweep handoff to Eagle. Eagle going to get just across the 45. He might pick up 1.5. It's going to be 3rd down and 8.
It looked like Cole Hussey chased him down from the backside, brought him down behind the line of scrimmage.
So 3rd and 8, ball spotted just across the 45. Ball still in Eastern territory. Eastern took the opening kickoff, and they're with the ball now, 9:50 on the game clock. Clock is moving. 3rd down 8 from the 46. They're going to line up trips to the left at the wide side of the field. Shotgun quarterback Eli Edwards to take the snap. He's going to throw. They're running inside bubble screen. He's going to be caught. Going to move the ball into Blue Devil territory, and the catch is made. 87, Clayton Kelly, he's a 6'4", 230-pound senior.
Yeah, that was a nice design play by the Comets. Had two nice downfield blocks to spring in for a first down.
They use tempo offense at the line of scrimmage to hand off to Eagle. Jaden Eagle is going to work his way, going to pick up a positive gain. He'll be a couple yards shy of a first.
Yeah, that's, again, good well-blocked play. Jack Roach on the defensive stop.
Shotgun quarterback, no huddle. Eli Edwards, slot left, slot right. Ball's near the middle of the field. Ball spotted at the 32-yard line of Tipton. Calling the cadence. Eli Carter dropping the throw. Going to pass one. Going to go left side. He tries to find the open receiver. Landon Spidell was there defensively. And the throw was just a little bit inside off target.
Yeah, that's one that I'm sure Landon would like to have his buddies yelling ball, ball, so he'd get a turn around. He could have made a play on that ball.
So trying to make the catch there was 21. He's a senior, Blake Robinson. Blake Robinson, he averages 44.4 yards per game receiving. He's 5'8", 155, as mentioned. He's a senior. Going to line up in a shotgun. Eagle in the backfield with Eli Edwards. Slot right, slot left, early movement. Split in, left side. They're going to mark off 5. Going to go against the Eastern Comets. And he's apologetic. That's 87, Clayton Kelly.
Yeah, he just flinched just a little bit, but they caught him, so they'll back it up.
So they move the ball back 5. They'll reset it. Near the 37-yard line, 3rd down 6 for the Eastern Comets. Eastern Comets trying to put a good drive together, trying to get in the red zone, see if they can score a touchdown or need a field goal. They'll work up in a shotgun once again. Jaden Eagle, going to block pass play. Left side, a little bit tall. Playing defense there was Clouser.
Yeah, he was right on him, but that ball was a little high, but he's a tall receiver at, how big is he? AJ, 87, 6'4". He went up for it and almost got it.
And what Clouser was right there, he gets a sophomore.
Yeah, he's got good speed and, he just got a good nose for the football, good all-around football player.
Not sure if he's got a haircut yet, but he plays good.
No, he's like Samson, he's gotta let it grow.
So, ball comes right there. It's gonna be 4th and 6. Eastern gonna go for the first down. Trips left side. But out wide right, single man in the backfield is Jaden Eagle. Directing the traffic right there before the snap is Eli Edwards. You're going to call him snap. You're going to get the side. You're going to back up one step, make a pass play. Right side, incomplete. Eastern could not pick up the necessary yardage. They'll give the ball back to the Blue Devils, and the Blue Devils will take over on downs.
look like Joe Clouser out there on the coverage, but it was just a bit outside. He had to dive for it, got his fingertips on it, but that's as close as he came.
So they'll spot the ball back at the 37. Blue Devils have their offense on the field.
Yeah, here we see what they have planned. I'm sure they're going to have a heavy dose of Calvin Condit and maybe switching it up with Huffy here every once in a while, but that's kind of their mode of operation.
So they'll line up, shotgun. Dallas caps off. Single man in the backfield, Calvin Condit. Low snap, might have brushed the leg of the center when he snapped it. It rolls back to Dallas Capshaw, and they're going to say that it was a five-yard mark off. They had some illegal procedure somehow.
Well, I think actually when he went down to pick that up, he hit his knee on the ground, so that's where it was called dead right there.
You know all about that. You played the center position.
Yeah, but we didn't do this shotgun stuff back then, so I didn't have to do that.
Tom Landry. We salute Tom Landry for the shotgun. They're going to line up in the shotgun now. It'll be Dallas Capshaw standing in the backfield. Connie, he'll get the handoff. They go right to left. He's loose. He's going to get across the 40, outside the 40, I should say, and he'll get to the 41. Podgy gain. He'll pick up about 8. Good gain if there wasn't a 5-yard penalty.
He picked that back up. That missed yardage and gained a few more. So it looks like it stopped a second and maybe 8.
So he puts the football between the sticks. Ball's at the left hash. 41-yard line. They're going to send Landon Spidell far right. The wide out. It goes tight end. Single man in the back to a high snap taken by Dallas Capshaw. Capshaw took a high snap. Had to go for it in his own. He had to put the ball down and try to go forward. He got tacked in the offensive backfield. It looked like he wanted to hand off to Condit.
Yeah, that was Eli Edwards with a head-up play there. He saw it was a little high and bobbling, and he came coming fast.
Eli Edwards on the season. He's got 3 interceptions as a left defensive end.
Well, he must play those, got a good head for the ball. Obviously come out in coverage on some of those.
So they're going to snap it. It's going to be a 4th down. They're going to punt the ball away. Landon Spidell gets a good snap. He'll boot it. He'll go center of the field. Some elevation. He's caught on the fly at the 27 of Eastern. He's going to take it the other way towards the Blue Devil sideline. Going to be pushed out of bounds near the 37. Nice. Good return there. The junior, Blaylon Word.
It didn't see who made the tackle there. It's a little hard to see. Here at Eastern, they have 2 sets of lights each side instead of the 3 that you see in a lot of stadiums. So I lost that ball in the air. Didn't see it come down at all.
So 2 possessions. They're moving the ball. Going to be a good game. You can just smell it.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're looking to break one. Both teams are, have the guys that can do that. So just keep pounding the ball and maybe break a long one.
So slot left for Eastern Thomas. Sitting in the backfield, shotgun snap. Hand it off. They're going to fake the jet sweep. They're going to get to Eagle. He's got room to run. He's at the middle of the field. He's going to outrun the secondary. It's going to be a touchdown. It's going to be a 63-yard running play by Jaden Eagle. Eagle puts his 20th touchdown on the board.
Well, just call me Nostradamus there. That's what I said. One of them is going to break a big one, and they sure did on that one.
Yeah, I know Nostradamus when I was a freshman. Fred Woodruff was my teacher. Go figure.
Okay, yeah, I that's a long time ago.
Not that long. Give me a break. Next Saturday it might be longer. But they're going to hand the ball off. They're going to go up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to kick. They think they're going to kick. Low snap, puts it on the block. It's blocked by the Blue Devils. Trying to return it. Caught it in the air. And I can't return it. That's Dallas Capshaw. He was off to the races. Point after touchdown cannot be returned.
Well, and it looked like the kicker started taking a step before the ball was snapped, so he had to readjust himself and just a one-step kick then and never got the ball up very high. So
snap wasn't the best. He had to pick it up from a horizontal football and put a vertical in it. That wasn't good. But when 6 points goes on the board, Larry, you know as well as I do, the door is still open.
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll see what the Blue Devils come up with here. Again, I'm sure we've seen them all year breaking some big plays, so they'll do what they do best.
Absolutely. We're going to mention this Tipton County Tribune for comprehensive coverage of the Tipton County sports. Subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media, and the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.TiptonCountyTribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format when it comes to county sports coverage. A subscription to the printed weekly edition published on Wednesdays also is available and accessible by the website, or one can get an online subscription only. Weekly matchups for Friday night's football games, however, will only appear online, TiptonCountyTribune.com. Here comes the boot. Kickoff, high revolution, and underhand taken at the 16 by Calvin Condit. They're way back to the middle of the field. They're getting across the 40. They're tackling in near the 42-yard line. Blue Devils will have a good field position for their second possession. And we'll also mention about the Tipton County Tribune. For updates of games, one can also follow Michelle Garmin on Twitter, formerly Twitter, that's the X. Michelle Garmin is at Michelle2Ls_Garmin. One can also like the Tipton County Tribune on Facebook page. So for a story on tonight's football game, check out TiptonCountyTribune.com tomorrow. That's on Saturday. So they're going to hand off. He'll go right to left. He'll try to get to the 40-yard line. He will. They're going to be tackled for about a yard, maybe a yard and a half loss. It's going to become second down, 12.
It looks like Clayton Kelly, coming from his defensive end position, all 6'4", 230 of him, tracked him down in the backfield.
So the ball nosed up right there in the middle of the field at the 40-yard line. Dallas Chaps are in the huddle calling the play. Clock moving, first quarter, 6:14 remaining. 6-0 contest, Eastern Comets. Had a touchdown, 63-yarder by Eagle on the last possession. Going to be a pass in the flat there. It was tipped by Eli Edwards. Had enough no momentum to get to number 11, Landon Spidell. He makes a 5-3 catch.
Yeah, Landon almost looked like he was going to call a fair catch on that one. That was coming down straight down, but got it to pick up about 5 yards.
So it's going to be third down. They're calling it third and 6. Ball's resting at the 46-yard line of Tipton. So in the huddle, Dallas Capshaw. Looking at the wristband to call the play. Landon Spidell going to get a play off. Going to take a breather on this third down play. They'll get to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun. Dallas Capshaw. Might be a direct snap to Condit. Shotgun formation. Condit. One snap goes left side. Condit tried to pick it up. And it's going to be recovered by the Eastern Thomas. He wanted to make a positive play, but picking up the ball in that situation might not have been the right idea.
Yeah, in retrospect, probably would have just jumped on it and lived to play another game, but that was Eli Edwards coming up from his linebacker position to our outfield defensive end to jump on that ball for the Eastern Thomas.
So Eastern will take over. First turnover of the ball game. Ball's at the 31-yard line. It's nosed up at the left hash. Up to the line of scrimmage, Eastern Thomas. They'll line up with three receivers, left side. Short side of the field, it'll split in far right. Eagle in the backfield, along with quarterback Eli Edwards, calling the key, calling the snap, going to drop a couple steps. The throw one over the middle, it's going to be incomplete. Put it right across the middle, two defensive backs right there. And I think he probably looked out in front of him, but as a quarterback, he got to look out in front of a throw.
Yeah, that was Dallas Capshaw coming up, making a nice hit there, but the ball had gone through his hand right before that hit. So, a good throw, but just couldn't wrangle it in.
So they respot it, 31-yard line, left hash. Play clock at 20 to the line of scrimmage are the Eastern Comets. 5:07 clock stops for the incompletion. They'll start on the snap. Slot right. Motion away. Going to hand off to Eagle, right to left. They'll get it down to the 26, and Blue Devils lucky not to get a late hit call there.
Yeah, that was. That was Joe Clouser, but then I think Cole Hussey jumped in there just a little bit late as well.
So they spotted at the 27-yard line. Third down, 5. 4:45 left here in the first quarter. Eastern Thomas in Blue Devil territory. Shotgun formation in the backfield is Jaden Eagle. Calling the cadence, Eli Edwards going to be early movement, and the Blue Devils are going to be in the neutral zone prior to the snap.
Yeah, looked like somebody was showing blitz there and just got a little Oh, he did get across the line of scrimmage. So that was a defensive offside.
And what it used to be, not in high school, but college or pro, you'd go across, get back before the snap. It's okay.
Yeah, that's how it used to be back in the old days, but they don't let them do that anymore.
So they put new rules in every year. Basketball, we'll talk about that one day. Free throws. Shotgun formation, Eli Everett going to learn the option. He'll keep it. He read the defensive end. He kept the football. You're going to get a positive gain. You're going to get a first down. Eli Edwards going to move the sticks.
Yeah, I won't say who it was there for the Blue Devils, but when you got a quarterback coming out an option like that, your first option is always hit the quarterback, make him pitch the ball. He turned it inside where his buddies were, but still, you got to force that guy's hand a little bit better than that.
DCR, counter, cut back, reverse. You got to box him in at the defensive end. You're going to line up in a shotgun. Jaden Eagle in the backfield with Eli Edwards. Slot right, slot left. You're going to drop the throw. You're going to go down the middle. You're going to pump fake. You get to the end zone. It's going to be just out of Arizona. Touchdown. Touchdown in the back corner of the end zone at the pylon. Probably got just the 1 foot in.
That was a nice catch because it was bringing him to the sidelines, and he got that foot down, secured the ball there for 6 points. I didn't see. Not sure.
So, good play back in the end zone. Eli Edwards, little pump fake, sitting up the sideline, and the catch is made. 12-0 contest. Eastern Thomas going to elect to go for one. They're going to boot it just inside the left upright. Kick is good. Eastern Thomas go out to a 13-0 advantage with 3:40 left here in the first quarter.
Well, again, two big plays for Eastern, and we knew that would be the key to the game because both these teams like to grind the ball out. But, so they had a nice catch, a nice run on the touchdown previously. So, yep. Thomas has some command here going in this game.
Hey, Larry, I took some time this week. I wrote down the IHSAA football stat leaders passing. I got the top three passers. We'll talk about the first one. That's Brett Perry. He's a 5'8". He's 5'8" is his class, sectional 15. He's ranked number 13. Brett Perry, 5'11", 175. He's a Seymour Owl. He's played in only 8 games. I'm not sure if there was an injury there. But he's played enough games, 2,900 passing yards, 16.5 yards per reception, 176 completions, 243 targets, 72.4 percentage of completion, 362.5 a game, that's in the air, 35 touchdowns in the air, just four interceptions.
That's pretty good numbers for a high school quarterback.
Not what I had. I mean, tell you the truth.
I didn't see that record, but
I said 14 interceptions in 7 games.
Well, at least you're double digits in something, right?
That's good. So they're gonna line it up to kick the ball out of there. 7-yard approach, soccer style. Whistle. Here comes the approach. Gonna be an onside kick. I should say a squib kick taken by the second row, second level, and Landon Spidell. Fields it like a shortstop, goes down with it.
Yeah, I think Landon probably got an earful of covering the ball, there on the sideline. So he did what he's supposed to do, secure the ball and give it to the offense.
So Blue Devils, we try their second possession. Ball's going to be put in play out the 34-yard line, tipped in territory. Just inside the right hash. Blue Devils going to adjourn huddle. 18 seconds on the play clock, 3:36 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. Going to run twins, left side stacked. Single man backfield, Calvin Conner. Dallas Capshaw takes the shotgun snap. Going right to left, Calvin Conner. He'll get beyond the 35. He'll get out near the 38-yard line, and then make the tackle there.
I look like, she was out on the tackle. I'm not sure. I think 25. Devin Baker from the safety position came up with the tackle for the Comets.
Very good. So, second down 6 after a gain of 4, Calvin Condit. 3:10 left here in the first quarter. Blue Devils adjourn in unison. They're going to line up twins right side. They'll go stacked. Ridgeway up on the line. Landon Spidell behind him. Going to hand off once again. Calvin Condit, he's got an opening. He darts out beyond the 45 near the 48-yard line. First down.
It looked like number 68 out there. I don't have a name for that, but that tackler, but tripped him up.
So, good tackle right there, 68, Cedric Wise. He's a junior, Cedric Wise, 5'7", 150, makes the stop. So he loves football at that size.
Yeah, has to, has to.
So shotgun quarterback, Dal Capshaw, going to hand off. Hand off at Springer. Springer going to dive it forward. He's going to get a positive gain. That's the 49-yard line. They'll go from there.
That was number 78 there, Alex Burns, defensive tackle, 5'11", 235, from his, again, from his defensive tackle position, brought him down. So
the huddle, Blue Devils, Dal Capshaw, calling the play. Looking at the wristband right there, 2:06 clock moving, 18 seconds left here in the first quarter. 13-0 advantage for the Eastern Commons. Shotgun. Dal Capshaw. He'll hand off to Calvin Condon. He'll go right to left. He'll look at the 3-hole. Might have veered it out 5-hole. They'll stop him just beyond the line of scrimmage. He'll take the ball in midfield.
Well, that was, looks like number 15. I don't see a name here, but tackle with a host of his friends for the Comets.
So, ball's nosed up to the 50-yard line, just inside the left hash. Blue Devils, they're traveling from the east to the west. Clock moving, 1:24 on the game clock. 3rd and 8, the adjourned huddle. To the line of scrimmage, they'll line up. Receiver far right, Bridgeway far right, right side. Coming over here is Landon Spidell. They'll flood the right side. Dropping the throw. Might have touched the ball a tad bit early. Might have had a better opportunity to flush out right side.
Yeah, that looked like number 78, Alex Burns on the tackle.
So we're going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage. Pulls the ball down, tries to get what he could, and he did. That was Dallas Capshaw. So the Blue Devils are going to line up. 4th down, 4th and 10. Clock moving, 43 seconds in the quarter. Calling a snap, Landon Spidell. They'll boot it. Middle of the field, airborne. It's going to be must punt. And the Blue Devils have an opportunity there. And they blew the whistle from the they got the ball back. It was Eastern's ball. Ball got squirted through. But a difficult play right there. It was a must. But the Eagles, excuse me, the Eastern Commons jumped back on it.
It looked like number 23, John Sabo, a junior, jumped on that one.
So the Blue Devils are going to play defensively. Ball's at the 22-yard line, nosed up, Eastern Commons. Going to try another set of downs. Let's try this series. They did not score on their opening series after the opening kickoff. And then they scored on the next two. And they got a boot through the uprights on their second touchdown. 13-0 contest. So they're working from the shotgun. Eli Edwards, slot right, split left from the left hash. He'll take the snap, he'll hand off. Jaden Eagle, he's caught right there. Line of scrimmage or less. And a good play by the Blue Devils, stopping for no gain or very little.
And it looked like that was 64 Aiden Blair on the tackle.
So ball moves out to the 23-yard line. 2nd down 9. Clock is going to empty out in the quarter. Eastern Comet going to allow that to happen. So that's underneath the play clock, not necessary to snap the ball. So the clock's going to empty out. A whistle here, a whistle on this clock. Not very many whistles, but here and Tipton, they both have whistles that sound at the end of a quarter.
Kind of a police siren, kind of a air raid, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, we'll get started here in a few minutes here with the second quarter. Score 13-0, Eastern Commerce.
Say, why at the end of a quarter for NFL, you hear that guy. The second quarter has ended, you know, like we didn't know.
we're all paying attention usually, right?
All right, we'll talk about number 2 quarterback in the state, Class 2A, he's only a sophomore. His name is Devin Craig. He's 6'2", 160. Plays for the LaPel Bulldogs, Coach Miller. And he wears number 11. He's 2nd in the state. That's in Indiana. Well, Mickey, he got 2,777 yards. That's an average of 12.8 yards per kick per reception. 217 receptions out of 327 passes thrown. 66.4 receiving percentage per game. 277.7. Pretty easy math right there with 10 games. But anyway, that's the best math I can do. And 31 touchdowns, Larry, 9 interceptions. He averages 3.1 touchdown passes per game.
Well, I tell you, I know Devin Craig quite well. I coached the Tipton Blue Devils Middle School against LaPel at Tipton 2 years ago. And boy, they came out. I was the defensive coordinator, and we didn't know what they were going to run. They come up with twins on both sides and big, tall quarterback, 6'2", throwing the ball on the dime, 40, 50 yards down the field. We didn't know what hit us. It was an air raid attack.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you did coach him up. We'll mention him. He plays football and basketball. He's a quarterback and a free safety. Last week, sectional round one, they had a loss to Eastern Hancock, 45-43. So shotgun formation, Eastern Thomas with the football. Second down, 9 after they invert the field. They'll hand off to Eagle. Eagle's going to be hemmed in. He'll have some good cuts. He's going to cut it outside. Eagle's loose. He's going to be tracked down near the 49. Trapped down right there by Landon Spidell. He was on his way.
Landon made a TD saving tackle there. It's a strong, fast runner. He broke through, cut it outside, and then cut it back inside. And, yeah, that's impressive looking run.
Looked like he was hemmed in, but he cut it outside. He's got some shifty cuts.
He's a slippery guy, that's for sure. But he also runs with power, and that's what you like to see.
So Eastern moves it out to their own 49. Right hash, first and 10. Split. Right, they're going to go slot right, split left. Little slot left. Little single man in the backfield. Eli Edwards calling the case. Here comes Gear Motion. Gear Motion takes it to Eagle. Dropping back to pass. Going to pass into flat. A little check down route to Eagle. Eagle uses the jump technique to get about a couple yards, and I would not recommend that technique.
No, he cleared one guy, but then looked like Cole Huffy got over there from his little linebacker position, made the stop, pushed him out of bounds.
So, pushed him out of bounds, clock stops. Second and 10, no gain. But you make that jump. You've got no movement. You've got no way to move which way you want to.
Yeah, and the way he was jumping from that standstill position, so it wasn't like he was moving forward, so his momentum would carry him over the man, so it was more like a, you know, bunny jumping straight up in the air there.
Don't get us wrong. He's an athletic young man. Slop, left. Going to be early movement. They're going to throw an illegal procedure flag on Eastern. So we'll back it up 5. They'll move it back to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, that was Ian Hewitt just trying to get downfield a little too early. A ball might have been going to him. You never know, but they'll back him up 5.
So second down, 15. You call the play in the huddle. They'll adjourn. 11:16, clock stops. We're in a second quarter, 13-0 contest. Eastern Thomas in front with the football. Shotgun, taking in the backfield is Eagle. They go slot right, slot left. They're working for the right hash. They may have changed the play, not sure. Dropping the throw to Eli Edwards, pinching up the sideline on the check. And they're going to go out of bounds, and I'm just out of bounds. And I say, what? That was Kelly once again. That was 87. Clayton Kelly, 6'4". He's got some wheels when he gets Clouser.
Yeah, that was looking like Joe Clouser on the coverage, but nice pass just kind of threw it over his outside shoulder, and he was looking inside, so tried to adjust to it, but just couldn't get around in time.
So incomplete. They'll spot, re-spot it. 44-yard line, Eastern Territory. At the right hash, they adjourn in unison to the line of scrimmage. 11:10, clock stops for the incompletion. Eagle in the backfield to the right of shotgun quarterback Eli Edwards. He goes slot left, slot right. Going to roll right pass play. Going to be caught before he went out of bounds. Nice hands and nice movement with the feet. That's number 4, Braylon Word with another reception.
Yeah, very nice pass. You know, got two hands on the ball like you're supposed to. Tapped his feet and very nice reception.
So ball spotted at the 41 of Tipton. Eastern going to line up in a slot left, slot right, short side of field. Jaden Eagle in the backfield, single back. Eli Edwards going to hand off. Out of the shotgun, hands it to Eagle. He'll bust it for a few. He'll get maybe 4 yards on the carry. It's going to bring him second down about 7.
It looks like Chase Hussey and I believe that would say Clay Springer on the tackle as well.
They're going to call it a gain of 4, it is. So it's second down 6. Eli Edwards in the backfield, calling the cadence. He'll take the snap. He'll Hand off once again, Jaden Eagle. Eagle going to get out to the 32 of Tipton. Not a first down. It's going to be third and one.
Yeah, that was Slade Springer tripped him up, but boy, he put a hand on the ground and started crawling, kept his knees off the ground, and got about five more yards.
Miss flag on the play. They're going to call it illegal procedure. Eli Edwards went for the shotgun, jumped up there behind center. First under center play, but he snapped the ball a bit too early. Didn't allow the 1 second just to hold still right there, and that was an all on Eli Edwards.
Yeah, that's always going to be on the quarterback. You know, the center just does. You know, he's going to snap it when the guy calls for it. So got to give him a chance to get set again.
So ball's spotted 38. Spotted at the 38. Middle of the field, right on the money. They'll line up in the slot left, slot right. Single man in the backfield is Eagle. Taking a snap and drop two steps. Fast play, right side. Caught by Word. Word's going to break free of a couple of would-be tacklers. He'll get extra yardage after the catch. And he's going to be spotted near the 26-yard line.
Yeah, he broke a couple tackles out here by the cornerback and safety, and looks like Chase Hussey had to run him down from his outside linebacker position.
So Braylon Word, the junior, he leads the team in receptions, makes the catch, and makes a couple guys miss, and got the first down because of a couple guys missed. So they're going to line it up right there at the 26-yard line. First and 10, Eastern Thomas. They're in Tipton territory. 9:38 on the game clock. Slant pattern. Going to bring it in. The catch is made. They're going to work it right there. It's going to be caught by the big guy, 87, Clayton Kelly. But we're not much.
Yeah, Calvin Condit sniffed that one out and brought him down after just a yard gain.
So shotgun formation, Eli Edwards. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off to him in the backfield. And Jay Eagle, he's up the gut. He's got a first down. He's going to work it inside the 10. It's going to be spotted near the 9. It's going to be first and goal for Eastern.
Landon Spidell, safety, brought him down. And again, that was another touchdown. And he's not going to be brought down by an on tackle. You're going to have to bring your feet and roll your hips and wrap your arms on him, or you're not going to get him down.
They hand it off left side. Eagle goes 3-hole. He gets in right there near the 5, just outside the 5, second down goal from the 5-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. Eastern going to line up in a trips right side. They're going to stop the clock. Going to be a timeout. Tipton going to call a timeout. They're going to readjust. They're going to get some momentum to their defense, give them a chance to rest.
Well, Eastern's got two plays that they're running consistently, that up the middle to Eagle. Blocked very well and getting to the second level almost every time he carries the ball. And then that little kind of bubble screen outside with two receivers blocking inside. Those two plays have been well designed and run very efficiently by the Comets.
Larry Purvidy, I'm pretty big night tonight in Class 3A 28. Hamilton Heights hosting. I think you read that, didn't you? Hamilton Heights hosting tonight. McConaughey. We'll talk about the McConaughey quarterback in a minute. He's number 3 in the state of Indiana. After I saw that, I looked to see where the Huskies quarterback is. That's Brody Dare. I said Brody Dare. He's quite amazing. I was quite amazed when I saw he's only at number 60 out of 100.
Well, you know, a lot of teams are slinging the ball around now. You know, that's something that gets you big plays. And if you got a quarterback that's efficient doing it, there's a lot of air raid offenses out there.
Well, Brody Dare has a running game with his team. I understand that Braxton Burner, they rely on the pass heavily. So they're going to line up right now, getting ready to play football. 8:51, there's the whistle. Shotgun formation, Eli Edwards going to have motion out of the left slot. You bring it right side. Going to roll right is Edwards. Looking to throw. He's going to throw it away. And let's see what happens here. And he threw it outside. It's not near a receiver. And that rule doesn't happen in high school that we're thinking about out of the pocket.
Well, he was definitely out of the pocket, but I didn't see anybody but white shirts over there, so we'll see what he calls.
I didn't see a flag. I think they're going to talk together now and try to ask each other, hey, was there a guy within 10 yards that could catch the ball? A guy that was available to catch it, not a lineman, but a guy with the good type of number. They're going to throw the flag. They're going to drop it. They tossed it over. It's going to be illegal, I should say, passing it when they shouldn't have.
I think the closest comment to that was one of the assistant coaches there on the sideline, and he's not eligible.
So that's intentional grounding. Wherever he was at when he threw the ball, that's where he'll be, and it's going to be a loss of down. So they'll mark it over from where he threw it. So they take the down, and they'll. It's just like you just got sacked, even though you threw it away.
Yeah, that's you know, that's all the penalty you get is saying that, you know, you did something to keep from getting sacked, and we're going to say that you were sacked.
So they'll back it up. Eastern Thomas is going to face third down once again. 8:44 on the game clock. They're going to spot it back at their 26-yard line. So the Comets have it third and goal from the 26.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your third and 26 play is, but I guess we'll see here in a second.
I don't think it's in the playbook. They say that. But it might be. You know, it could be. You're going to line up in a shotgun. Slot left, drop the throw, two steps, flash, pass down the sideline, and it's caught. Not going to be a first down. He gets caught inside the five, and I think about the 4-yard line, and that might be the play that's in the book for that.
Well, that was a good call. And yes, that was the number three capture on the defense there, but yeah, got it down to the five, so now you can look to either run it or pass it. So my guess is it's going to probably end up in the hands of Mr. Jaden Eagle, number 31, for now.
Probably a good guess. 8:37. He went out of bounds after the catch. Clock stopped. 13-0. They're on the doorstep now. Fourth and five. It's fourth and goal. Blue Devils can get a good stop here. It'll be a good stop. They'll pass it. Right side caught. Going to be caught by Word. To shove off a would-be tackler, he'll go in the end zone. Touchdown. Again, that's Braylon Word, the junior.
That made a nice catch. Was on the run. Hit him right in stride. Led him perfectly. And one guy came up, tried to make the tackle, gave him a nice little stiff arm, and got in the end zone.
So flag comes in late. Late flag for sideline infraction. It's just a warning. That's just excitement right there. That's so you can see the play happen, and they'll give up their warning right there without problem.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, one of those things. I don't know with the coach or player, but, you know, excitement. They're, you know, they're all excited to play here in the second round of the sectional. So, you know, they gave them a warning, and hopefully it'll be, you know, they won't ever have to flag anybody on that. I hate to see that.
The players have to be 6 yards off the sideline. Coaches are supposed to be. That line judge is running, and he trips on one of the players. That's bad. Not good. It's going to be a blocked extra point once again, and it's no good. But they pick up six, Larry. 19-0 contest.
Yeah, they are, like I said, they've got three or four plays that they are having great success with, and they've got a big offensive line. They're, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage right now. You don't hear a whole lot of tackles coming out of the you know, defensive front for the Blue Devils. So, you know, getting to the second level, and whenever you can do that in the running game and then mix it up with the pass, you're going to be successful.
We'll go ahead and talk a little bit about number three passer in the state. Class 3A, sectional 28. This guy's going against the Hamilton Heights Huskies tonight. Braxton Burner, he's 5'10", 160. Not a big guy. 10 games under his belt thus far this season. McConaughey Brace, 2,711 passing yards, 190 completions. 293 passes thrown. That's 65% ratio for pass receptions caught. 271.1 yards per game in the air. 33 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You look back last week, McConaughey beat Northwestern 55-13. Tonight it's McConaughey at Hamilton Heights. 7 p.m. start. McConaughey 7-3. Hamilton Heights 10-0.
I see your notes up there. He's also shooting guard in basketball, and the right-handed pitcher shortstops and second baseman in baseball. So he's obviously an athlete. Not that big. I don't know if he has a future in the college-level playing football, but obviously he's an athlete. They wouldn't have all those different positions in different sports.
You're going to have some memories, then.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So for his grandson, maybe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So there's the kick. Low elevation. Blue Devils going to let it go. It did not get in the end zone. Picked up at the half-yard line. That was Chase Hussey. Hussey thought it was going in. I think everybody in the whole stadium thought that was going into the end zone.
Yeah, he sure did. And, you know, if you're going to let it go over your head, you better look over your shoulder and make sure it gets in there. But there's a flag on the field, so we'll see what's going on now.
So they'll sort it out. White-hatted umpire. Quite a gentleman. That white-hatted umpire, he's the umpire. He'll be in action tomorrow in a college game. And he's a humble man. He's here to help us tonight.
Yeah, three of the officials tonight are going to be reffing tomorrow. One at St. Francis, I believe, one at Taylor, and I'm not sure where the other one was. Manchester, yeah. So these guys get around and do a great job. We're glad to have them here at the high school level. You know, without them, we wouldn't have a game. So we thank them all for coming out tonight and doing a great job.
Absolutely, Larry. Well said. So 8:27, clock stops. After the kickoff, change of possession. Flag's going to go against the Blue Devils. They're going to mark it back to the 10. It'll be first down and for the Huskies from the 10. Check that. It's for the Blue Devils. I did go to Huskies, Bill. That's where I graduated.
Well, yeah, it was thrown right there where you normally see either push in the back or a hold. So that was pretty easy to call.
So they'll line up in a shotgun. Send him in the backfield. Calvin Condit. Call the cage. He'll hand off. Right to left. He'll go up the gut. He'll go one hole. They get a positive gain. They'll move it out a couple, maybe three. Going to call it a gain of one, actually. It's going to be a second down. 9 for Calvin Condit on the carry.
Yeah, that looked like it was, boy, who was that? Trying to see here. Maybe Clayton Kelly again, 87, I believe.
He's right in defensive end. Look at that guy. He's towering. I say, well, you look at him, and you look at the other side defensive end, you see Eli Edwards, 6'4", 6'4".
Yeah, those pretty good-sized boys playing defensive end in high school football.
That was Fred Dreyer. Remember him? Fred Dreyer played for the Rams, recorded two safeties in a game. Pass play, right side, incomplete. Defense was good. I believe that was Word defensively, and Zach Ridgway couldn't quite bring it in.
Now, Rams were my team back when I was growing up, and even later on with Fred Dreyer and Jack Youngblood, that's the two other defensive end for the Rams. And I believe Fred Dreyer went on to do a little acting in Hollywood. He was on a police show called Hunter, I believe.
I love that show. I'm watching a lot of Gunsmoke these days.
Can't get better than that, Dylan.
No, he's 6'4". No, he's 6'7". I looked him up. So look at this. One place says 6'8". But we'll mention shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw, slot left. Going to line up, pass play. Going to let one go down the sideline. It's a good ball. Just off the fingertips. That was Zach Ridgway. That was a good ball, but defense was good.
He was right on him, and also the safeties were converging on it as well, so even if he had caught it, he wasn't going to get anywhere, I don't believe.
That might have been the best long pass we've seen Dallas Capshaw throw this season.
That was a pretty ball, and, let him just right, and, all of 6'4", 6'5", of Zach Ridgway went up to get it, but just couldn't come down with it.
So the Blue Devils going to try to punt the ball out of there. Ball resting at the 11. Low snap, picks it up, boots it out of there. It's going to fall and hit at the 42 of Tipton. Going to get a good, favorable Tipton roll. Going to go into nice roll. Eastern Thomas territory. They'll spot it at the 41.
Yeah, that was that had some Blue Devil magic on that one. That hit the ground and just took off running. So ends up being about, almost a 60-yard punt from where he hit it.
That gone. Landon Spidell, pretty athletic. He's got basketball around the corner. I will mention my basketball season is going to start next Saturday. It's going to be an hour and 47 minutes away at Jennings County girls basketball with the Huskies.
That's great. So we're doing some of those games. Our buddy Zen Small, assistant coach there with the Husky Lady basketball team.
Zen Small knows quite a bit about a lot of stuff, and basketball is one of them. Going to line up in a shotgun. Eli Edwards, handoff, right to left. Eagle, the Jaden Eagle, to get out to the 44-yard line. It's a positive gain. He's going to pick up, they're going to call it 4, maybe 3. It's going to be 2nd and 7. And Blue Devil on the surface, and hate to see that. But he's going to get back up to his feet. He's going to work that lower leg, and Calvin Condit going to go off the field.
That was Chase Hussey on the tackle. But Calvin got a high ankle sprain a couple games ago and came back last week, had a really good game. And, those things are kind of nagging. You know, you never totally get rid of them until you get some rest. But he's a tough kid. He's toughing it out there. And his dad, Coach Condit, the orthopedic surgeon, came out and brought his son off the field.
That was very nice. He's a nice man, and he's going to be.
Yes, he is, absolutely.
So shotgun formation, Eli Edwards. Eagle in the backfield, he's going to drop the throw. Screen pass. Eagle in the left flat. He's got room to run. He got the touchdown on the goal line on his snipe. And Eagle's going to take it in on a screen pass. 56-yard pathway from Eli Edwards. But the flag on the play. Holding on the Eastern Thomas you never know, that holding penalty might have been what made the whole play work.
That was well designed. You know, fake threw him up the middle like they've been going to him a lot this game, and then he just, you know, stopped about 5 yards after he got through with the fake, and they pitched it to him. Nice downfield block, but somebody down here, looks like right on the line of scrimmage, probably grabbed somebody.
56-yard pass play. What have been a session of 56 yards? That Jaden Eagle. Well, he ran the ball well last year against the Blue Devils in this ball game. First round last year, I believe.
Yep. I think it was 1-point game, wasn't it?
Yeah. One point.
There you go. When he gets the ball, man, he puts his foot in the ground, and he is lightning quick from the stop to the go.
It's going to take effort to kind of corral him. I'm glad it's not me out there.
Absolutely. He's a tough guy to track down.
Shotgun formation. They're going to stop the clock. Prior to, they're going to discuss something. They're going to want to get the play clock. I'm not sure. White-hatted umpire working it out. That guy is more than qualified to be here for certain.
Jaden Eagle, just looking at him, you know, they say he's only 5'8", but 190 pounds. He looks even bigger than that to me. He's been in the weight room. He's just a fire plug of a guy, and sometimes you get guys that size that are, you know, more plotters, but, man, he's got some quickness to go with his size, and if you're going to tackle him, you better bring it because he's bringing a load with him.
So he'll go to the huddle. Play clock begins. 6:40. Clock stationary. It'll start on the snap. Second down, 14 for the Eastern Comets. Ball's in Comets territory at their 37-yard line. They hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 6:05. They'll get the snap off. Slot right, slot left, short side of field. Takes the handoff. Pass play, left side, try to get it at the 6. Looking for the first down. Pass goes out of bounds.
That looks like a little miscommunication there. Quarterback Edwards threw it to the outside. It looked like the receiver turned inside. So maybe just a little crossing up of the communications there.
So pretty good pass right there. Good spiral. Good velocity from Eli Edwards.
If the receiver was in the right place, that would have been a good, nice game for him.
So they break huddle. 6:35 on the game clock. Stationary after the incomplete pass. They'll line up with a double slot left side. Trips to the right, going to back up player, double screen again. This time he's going to be caught by a new receiver. He's going to be out to the 49, not quite a first down, about 2 yards shy. Bring that ball in was Ian Hewitt. Ian Hewitt, he's a senior, 6'1", 160, made a good grab.
Yeah, he caught another one just like that. He comes up hopping a little bit. Chase Hussey had him around the ankles, and Landon Spidell coming over the top to tackle him.
Ball spotted, just nosed up to the 49-yard line. Eastern Territory, just inside the right hash. He had to play from the sideline, working from the line of scrimmage, didn't use the huddle. He'll step up. They're going to stop play. It's going to be a timeout called by the Eastern Comets. Play clock was down there. They had one to take, so they used it.
Yeah, they can't take them with you, so might as well use them and make sure everybody's on the right page.
So while Larry, we look up there, IFTA coaches poll. Class 2A, top 17, marked them where the ones that won, and you can tell, but it's at number one this year. I should say pretty much most of the year, Linton Stockton Miners. I went to Linton, Indiana this week a couple days ago. My son caught a 5-pound largemouth in Graveyard Lake, where everybody goes to Duggar to fish. Graveyard Lake has a 6.5 and a 5 in it because my son caught both of them and put them back in.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a place to need to go down there because I'm not much of a fisherman, but sounds like if there's big ones there, there you go.
My son caught a 5-pounder there 2 days ago. They're nice. Amen. Yes, exactly. Yeah, they're good. And we'll mention Linton Stockton Miners are now 9-1. They're number one in the state of Indiana, Class 2A. Number two is Triton Central Tigers. They're 9-1. They got to win. Number three is Brownstown Central to the Braves. They're 9-1. Got to win last week. Number four is LaVille Lancers. They're 9-1. They got to win last week. Fort Wayne Lures, 7-3. And number five, we'll start up with number six here in a moment. Going to line up in punt formation, fourth down. 5:55 on the second quarter clock. Now I'm going to go 5-yard run fake. Up the camp. And a good big guy is going to take the ball and try to go inside the 20. And out of the ordinary, they fake the snap. And the punter acts like it goes over his head. And that takes a lot of concentration defensively.
Very, very well executed. Yeah, I think the punter totally sold that one. I thought it was over his head from up here. But Big Clayton Kelly, number 87, 6'4", 230, was in the blocking position. They snapped a direct snap to him, and he just rumbled right down the middle with that one. And looks like Capsaw gave up his body to bring him down on that one. He was rolling.
They're going to call in sportsmanlike contest. We're going to go against Eastern. They'll back it up. They'll still have the first down. They'll back it up 15 yards from where the tackle was made. They'll move it back to the 34-yard line. But still, you got to admire a play like that once in a while.
Yeah, I sure do. And you got to admire, Dallas Capshaw, 5'10", 145 going against a guy that's got a 40-yard head of steam that's 6'4", 230. Showed a lot of internal fortitude on that one to bring his body in there, tackle him right around the kneecap, which is where you got to tackle a guy that big. But I'm sure that stung a little bit.
He's a big dude. 34-yard line, Eastern, first and 10. Blue Devil territory. Shotgun quarterback, Eli Edwards, in the backfield with him, single back. His eagle, he'll get the handoff. He'll jig and jag. He's going to get loose, he'll back up, and he's still on his feet. I tell you what, that's a would-be tackle. It didn't happen. Looks a lot like a Tony Dorsett for the Cowboys.
Yeah, he was shifting and spinning and just doing everything, keeping those legs moving, and that's a good piece of film for a running back to never give up.
So he didn't make a whole lot, but he was in the backfield. Should have been sacked. Should have been for a loss.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He shoved two or three guys off him, so.
So slippery, I think the word you used, I believe you're right. 34-yard line, they'll reset it. It's second and 10. Slot left, slot right, dropping the throw out. Eli Edwards caught in the left flat. Going to be a good tackle there by the Blue Devils. And making the catch there was Blake Robinson. He was 21. He's a wide receiver, 5'8", 155. He's got 6 touchdown receptions this year.
And another good tackle by Landon Spidell. He's getting a workout back in the safety position tonight.
A handoff in the backfield. Eagle gets the handoff. Not going to pick up necessary yardage. It's going to bring up a fourth down, and then they're going to call it about 3. Maybe a long 3. They're calling it 4 on the board. Another big play in this ballgame.
Yeah, it looks like Calvin Conant on the stop there for the Blue Devils.
So, fourth down, 4. Ball's at the 27-yard line of Tipton at the left hash. There's your huddle. Eastern Comets can line up with trips to the right. It goes split out wide left. Eli in the backfield. Eli Edwards takes a snap. He's going to throw. Pass play. He'll go left side. No pass. He'll go down and get it. He'll catch it while on the surface again. That was Clayton Kelly. He's a big man with agility.
Well, he well-run pattern. You know, get the first down, sit down, which is what he did, and threw the ball low so nobody could catch it but his receiver, and got it on his knees. Great catch.
So hurry-up offense. Eli Edwards takes the quarterback keeper from the shotgun. He's going to pick up maybe 1, I believe. It's going to be second down and about 9. Ball's going to rest at the 20-yard line of Tipton.
It looks like Will Wolford on the tackle there.
The ball just inside the 20-yard line. Second down, 8. 3:12 left here in the second quarter. Nearing halftime, Eastern Comets have reached the red zone. Comets have a 19-0 advantage here in the ballgame. Let's see the line of scrimmage. Going to line up, split left, split right. Split right is going to be Braylon Word. Handoff going to be made from the shotgun quarterback, Eli Edwards. Eagle, he's still loose. They're trying to tackle him a bit waist level, and he's going to shed off some tackles right there, and they'll get it just inside the 10. They'll clock it, stop the clock, and it's going to be first and goal.
Yeah, Landon Spidell on the tackle again, but from his safety position. Once again, Jaden Eagle sheds about 4 or 5 tackles. You know, we say he's shifty, but he also is a punishing runner, too. He's a big boy, so he brings a load with him.
They're going to stop the clock. Coach Josh Edwards is going to call a timeout. I believe that's his second timeout of the first half. He's going to talk to his troops. And I'll go again and mention Class 2A final regular season poll at number 6. With a great season this year. They're out of sectional 36 at Alexandria Tigers. They finished the season at 8-2 last week. At number 7 is Bluffton Tigers. They're playing tonight 8-2. They're playing in sectional 28. Also at number 7, final poll, is Lafayette Central Catholic, class 2A. They're 7-3. They're playing football tonight. At number 9 is North Posey. They are the Vikings. They're 9-1. They got a win last week. They're playing tonight. Number 10 is Rochester Zebras. Yes, they're the Zebras. Not a lot of folks know that. I haven't known that for very long. Rochester Zebras in the first round. They got the bye. So they're playing first game tonight. They're 7-2. At number 11, Eastbrook Panthers. Eastbrook Panthers, sectional 36. They're active tonight. They're currently 7-3. They're going to line it up there from the right hash. First and goal from the 10. So we're going to right hash to him in the backfield. It's Eagle. Jaden Eagle. Shotgun quarterback Eli Edwards. He's going to hand off to Eagle. Right to left. He'll go three hole. Get a good gain. He'll get down near the goal line. They're going to stop him near the 1.
Huge hole there for him to run through. Looked like, they're on the left side between the guard and the center. And made a nice cut on Landon Spidell. Got past him, but I believe Oliver Connolly might have got him down there. No, not Oliver. I'm sorry. Joe Clouser.
So they go from the shotgun. Handoff can be taken from Eli Edwards. Jaden Eagle goes into the end zone. Picks up another 6 points. I've lost track. He's either got 21 or 22 touchdowns now.
I don't know, but like I said, I would not want to be trying to tackle that young man. And, you know, the offensive line, you know, 240, 245, 225, 215, 240 across the line. That's they're starting to have their way a little bit with the Blue Devils' smaller defensive line there.
So they'll try the kick variety for the point after. 2:19, clock stopped. It'll be one untimed down. 25-0 advantage, and there's going to be a flag. Looks like the Blue Devils are going to, I think, go off sides there. Let's double check here. White-handed umpire. Let's see here. It's going to be encroachment on the Blue Devils. They think they might go for 2 now from the 1.5.
Yeah, I think with the running back they have, I was sure, and a quarterback, you know, either way, I'd go for that one.
So they'll go from the 1.5. I got a middle area. I scored 2 points in my high school career at the varsity level. And it was because of this type of play. It was encroachment, so we went to the 1.5. The play was called for me to hand off to my now brother-in-law. And the play was called, but I took it myself without permission.
Well, you know, sometimes those glory hounds, you know, keep the ball when they get the chance, right?
A middle linebacker is actually in his position. I should mention that. Pass play. Going to go right side. Going to go in the... Loses that ball, puts the ball across the goal line. Braylon Word, so what Braylon Word, he might have a future after high school.
He's a really shifty, good route runner, good hands, and has made some big plays tonight.
He has. We'll go ahead and try to finish this up. Eastbrook Panthers, we mentioned 7-3, they're at number 11. They're playing ball tonight. At number 12, Evansville Modern Day. The Wildcats are 3-7. I tell you what, they're in the rankings at 3-7.
I don't know how you do that, but they must be playing all, you know, 5A schools is all I can figure.
You're probably right. I believe it. And I'm 13 this week. I should say final poll was Heritage Christian Eagles. They moved to 7-3. They're playing tonight. 14 tied at number 14 in this poll. Indianapolis Christian Crusaders. Clearly still the coach there. That guy's been there forever. Indianapolis Christian Crusaders, they're 5-5. LaPel Bulldogs at 14. They're 5-5. Both those teams that I just mentioned are out of the tournament.
Yeah, they lost last week, I believe.
And we'll also mention that 9-1 now is Paoli Rams. There's the Rams. And they're still in the tournament. The 14 at number 14, South Vermilion Wildcats, they're 8-2. They're out of the tournament. Class 3A, 28, still in the tournament. Number 7, that's Bluffton Tigers. Number 11, Eastbrook Panthers. And we're also mentioning Class 2A, Sectional 36. 4 of the top 17 teams are out of the tournament.
Well, that's, you never know how the draw is going to be, that's for sure.
So here comes the approach. 6-yard deep, soccer style, right-footed kicker. 2:19, here comes the boot. Going to get a low elevation, line drive, taken at the 10, and he'll go up the gut. He's loose, he's got room to run. And they'll get it out near the 44-yard line. Tell me the truth. Was that Calvin Condit again?
It sure was. Yeah, he's back in the game and making a contribution.
Contribution? Gosh, darn, I don't know if that word is worthy.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. You're not going to get him out unless you yank him out, that's for sure.
And Coach Stoll did that a couple of games ago. He didn't want to come out. Coach waved him on over.
Yeah, he's, like I said, he's a tough kid. He doesn't have any quit in him.
So, chips to the left. 15 left before halftime. Shot down. Dallas Capshaw dropping the throw. Two steps. You're going to roll left. You're going to try to roll back right. You're going to be stacked in the backfield. And they'll stack you near the 31, 32-yard line. That's a difficult task for a right-handed quarterback to roll left. It takes pretty good repetition.
Yeah, and Eli Edwards was fast on his tail, brought him down in the backfield.
So they'll back it up, 32-yard line, 147, clock moving. Second down, 23. So we'll see what Coach Dustin Shear draws up. Not quite sure. We'll see. So shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw trips to the right. He'll go with the tackle right, left side in the backfield. Calvin Connor, he'll go left to right. Four hole. He's loose there. He gets beyond the 35. He'll get out near the 38-yard line.
That looks like 51 Lucas Fibble, the well, I believe, on the fuel on the tackle there.
So they'll spot it there and get a little bit of that yardage back. Calvin Condit, 107, clock moving, third down 17. Ball spotted near the middle of the field. It's in Blue Devil territory at their own 39-yard line. They'll line up with trips to the left. Black, they work there in the backfield. Calvin Condit and Dallas Capshaw. Pass play in the flat, double screen. They get it to Landon Spidell. Spidell makes the catch. He gets a positive game. He's going to go across the 40 near the 42-yard line. 38 seconds left. Clock still moving. Dallas Capshaw goes to the sideline to get the play.
54 Noah Jordan on the tackle there for the Comets.
So clock moving, 27 seconds. Blue Devil have to snap it one time. Blue Devils might call the timeout here and take a kneel down after the timeout.
Yeah, it looks like the Eastern Comets have gone into virtually a five-man front now, two up defensive ends to stop that run, which, again, you know, Blue Devils pretty run-heavy offense, so they're committing to stop that run.
So they call timeout prior to the evaporation of the play clock. 5 seconds left on the second quarter clock. 27-0 advantage. Eastern Comets going to take a break along with the Blue Devils.
Yeah, like I said, just starting to see big line surge out of the Comets. You know, they're leaning on them pretty good and starting to wear them down a little bit. And like I said, have three or four big playmakers there that can take it anytime they get the ball in their hands or a threat to go all the way. So Blue Devils got their work cut out for them tonight.
Okay, they're talking it over. They're lined up on their opposite numbers. Those two teams, you got a middle area tonight. The weather and situation to play the game is perfect.
Yeah, it sure is. I think we're probably high 60s right now, a little bit of breeze. I saw there was some sprinkles out there earlier, but that was probably just one little cloud passing overhead. So everything's looking great as far as weather goes.
And what, 2 Fridays ago was quite a different story.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Up there, Rensselaer Central, you know, it was hardest rain I've ever seen for as long as I've seen, you know, in this part of the world, at least. I'm not from the tropics where you have those monsoons, but yeah, that was a little bit of rain.
Drive 100 miles to stand in a downpour.
Ooh, yeah.
The whole game. But we weren't, but we got some rain on. Back to pass, 12 yards deep, back to shot, and here to take the punt is Landon Spidell. They'll take it away from anybody. Nobody's going to return it. Clock is going to empty out. We'll go to halftime. So what, Larry, it's a 27-0 contest. You got to admit, this is still good football.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're, like I said, seeing some good things on both teams. It just seems like Eastern's got a little bit too much tonight so far.
So we're going to thank our sponsors. Very thankful to those willing to support the Tipton Blue Devils football. And we're going to tell Larry something. Tell Larry something right here before he goes. So they're kind enough up here in the Eastern Comet press box athletic director and baseball coach, Mr. Eric Heisner. They give us some pieces of paper, said we could go to the concession stand and get something to eat. Just something, one thing, and a drink. And that's where Larry's going. I'm just going to take advantage of getting a drink. So we'll mention, we are at halftime, and you're listening to the Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. It's AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC. They're out of Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, complete engine tune-up, and now your routine oil changes will give you longevity from each of the automobiles you own. At AGM Auto, we welcome you. New ownership, Mr. Walker Elder, he did a fine job. He supports football for the Blue Devils. Same quality work right there and the same smiley faces. That's AGM Auto. They are now located just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto now, they also restore classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can dial them up at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. AGM Auto, west of Arcadia, less than a mile. Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts also supporting Blue Devil football. And I'm saying he's going to support Blue Devil basketball, boys variety, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We appreciate him. That's Joe Dean. That's CarQuest Auto Parts. It's right there in Cicero, 1110 South Peru Street. Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Larson and Sons. It's Larson and Sons, Target Sports. Target Sports is located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You probably have to move around a little bit to get to Target Sports. They got Main Street pretty much torn up, but they're going to redo it. It's going to look great. But you have to find your way to 408 South Main Street, but it can be done. Reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook. Just go to Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, that is safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. And also bringing you tonight's game, we appreciate them all season long. They help us with the big rosters. They do a lot of printing for us. Assistant copies. They are conveniently located at the west edge of Nobleville. They're at 100 Memphis Drive, 46062. They're behind Pizza Hut. Along State Road, should say Highway 32. They're right behind Pizza Hut. And they provide next day service on most of their services. And we'll mention they also offer setup services. You can turn your artwork into things like note cards, notepads, prints, and calendars. And it's never too late and it's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards. They have posters, oversized printing available. If you're planning a wedding, they can print all of your wedding needs. It's called Discount Copies at 317-773-8783. Again, that number is 317-773-8783. Discount Copies.
Westhead is Noblesville. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Reynolds Farm Equipment. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's an Atlanta rural address. It's out on Highway 31 at 276th Street. They're working on the over and under. And if you get on the over, you go to the west side of 31, and that's where your access, you'll access Reynolds Farm Equipment driveway right there. RentalsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, they've been right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment for quite some time. The hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And they're closed on Sunday. We're also mention TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Dallas. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. Smith and Lantau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They welcome you at Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. They are now currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, their number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of their patients. Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. And bringing this game to you tonight is PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for listening. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil boys basketball, Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball and baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers' location, their address is 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily. Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers, downtown Tipton. And also bringing you tonight's ballgame is Encompass Credit Union. Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who you choose and where you choose to care for you and your family financially, Encompass Credit Union. They provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking, etc. since 1958. We welcome you, and they welcome each member as if they are their only member of Encompass Credit Union. And yes, at Encompass Credit Union, they are community-minded, just like you. Reach them by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, their number is 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, you can reach them at Encompass cu.org. That's the Encompass. The letter cu.org. Very appreciative for Encompass Credit Union and their willingness to support Blue Devil Athletics. And also bringing you tonight's game is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Keith's Company. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, 317-513-4086. And also bringing you this game tonight is Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy Restaurants, that's good food, good friends, good times. Jim Dandy, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage. Jim Dandy Restaurants, they put all of their guests first, no matter what down it is. Tipton and also Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. And remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Tipton Ace Hardware. Tipton Ace Hardware, that's the helpful place. Visit them at Ace Hardware at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your backyard grill needs, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and much, much more. Visit the store right there in Tipton. They do curb service, or they'll also let you work online for your convenience. And you are also welcome to visit them at Ace Hardware. That's Ace Hardware. Very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware, Tipton. The helpful place. You can dial them up at 765-675-6747. Again, that number, 765-675-6747. At Ace Hardware in Tipton. We thank Jim for his willingness to support Blue Devils Athletics. Also bringing the theme to you is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. That's Dirk. Dirk will treat you right, and I can vouch for that. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26 feet box trucks, and they are available. And a truck also with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You'll find Dirk. Dirk will escort you to your location. You'll find what you need, and you'll be glad you stopped in. They have Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from the travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Out there, it's 8th Street in Noblesville. And also bringing this game to you, not to you tonight, is Brettley's Well Drilling. Brettley's Well Drilling. And when you think of water, think of Brettley's Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. You can call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. It's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. They're licensed, they're insured, and they're honest, they're dependable, and they're always professional. They're serving our community for more than 30 years. Rutledge Well Drilling. And also bringing you tonight's game is Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. And just in Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage, they're about ready to open up. I saw they got their great big pole barn built. They got room in there for many, many, many boats, cars, RVs, you tell me. But they're still working on it. They have indoor and outdoor storage. Flex storage is available. We'll mention that. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. Call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that's 317-774-1500. You can go to www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located in Arcadia. They're at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street. Right there at the Arcadia Ballpark. Right there behind it, and I'll mention Kenny Sipe, AD graduate from Hamilton Heights, runs that ballpark, and it is the best you can do when it's ran by Kenny Sipe, baseball player, former baseball player for the Hamilton Heights Huskies. He played first base in front of my brother for 1 year. So we'll mention next sponsor in this ballgame. We'll mention bringing this game to you is Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around. That's 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, yeah, fast turnaround. Prices are low. They're so low you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, they're at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-773-7391. Online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Larry's back. Larry, how you doing? Did you get a good walk?
Got a little walk, yeah. Some lines down there, but
got some good food, some Gatorade here, so we're set for the second half. Coming up here, it looks like about 25 seconds as the clock ticks down to the kickoff on the second half here in Greentown, Indiana.
So they're running off the 16 seconds here. That's the final 3 minutes. 18-minute half time. They put 15 on, put three more back on so the guys can stretch out after they return from the locker room. As they return from the locker room, and those teams are getting ready to enter the field of play. It looks like the Eastern Thomas. They got the opening kickoff first half, and they're going to kick the ball to the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and I think it looks like number, who's the kicker there, 87, or is that, yeah, probably is. That's about everything out there, so, let's see, maybe it's not him. Hold on just a second. Let's see if I can figure this out. If he turns sideways, we'll maybe get a number here.
Yeah, he wants to show us the side of his jersey.
Yeah, he's got it set here, and he'll back up, so I'm sure we'll be able to see who that is. He was the... Number
Hastings.
Yes, number 12, Ethan Hastings, a senior quarterback, wide receiver, and kicker, 5'10", 200 pounds.
He got some biceps. Look at them biceps. He's showing those guns.
He's got the shirt sleeve rolled up.
So he's going to boot the ball away. He's just behind the 5-yard depth. He can go to 6 now. The whistle sounds. Here comes the boot from Hastings. So pretty good revolution. Taken at the 13. They go off the uniform of... It's Calvin Condit. The ball's loose. And Calvin Condit trying to pick that ball up out of the sky.
but you know without a doubt his jersey is soaking wet.
Yeah, he's been going both ways, and it looks like Comets came up with the ball right there at the 25, 23, I should say, of the Blue Devils.
Wet jersey trying to catch that ball, and kind of got to his lower area of his shoulder pads.
Yeah, you got to get your hands out in front. And so anyhow, slipped through his grasp there, and Comets will have good field position at the Blue Devil 23.
So first and 10, Comets kick off. And get another break in the ball game.
Yeah, I don't think they need very many breaks because they're hitting on all cylinders right now. But, yeah, it looks like everything is kind of going their way.
So they're keeping the line of scrimmage. They'll line up split left, split right, tight end left. That'd be double tight. Shotgun quarterback, Eli Edwards takes the handoff. Going to throw down the field. Word made the catch. The Word was also interfered with, but they'll decline that penalty.
I tell you, Calvin Condon cannot play him any better. I believe that was Calvin, maybe Joe Clouds. I can't see which one, but had him covered. He actually interfered with him, but Ward came down with the Word, I should say, came down with the ball.
So touchdown from the right arm of Eli Carter to Braylon Word. Braylon Word, a couple of them in the game. And, yeah, the quarterback rating for Eli Edwards is high. I don't think I want to mention it, really.
Oh, no. Well, I think you said Eli Carter there. That's why I corrected you. Yeah, you got the old Blue Devil running back on your mind here. But yeah, that was a good ball, good catch, and very well defended. But, you know, when the ball's placed right where it's supposed to be, that's good things happen.
Edwards, the quarterback, he's got a good quarterback rating, but I prefer not to really say that right now. Nobody's going to benefit by knowing.
Well, yeah, but I think just to know that this is nothing out of the ordinary for him. Let's just put it that way.
All right, you tell him what it is.
What is it? Where are you at there? 137.5 quarterback rating. That's pretty good.
Excellent. For a senior in high school, they're looking through the sidelines and looking at another play. Timeout going to be called by Coach Josh Edwards. Play clock is down there. They were looking. And they call the first time out of the second half.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're talking about the quarterback, but he's got a couple of really good, high-quality receivers there, and Braylon Word and Clayton Kelly and also Ian Hewitt. We've seen him on a couple of them tonight, too. So when you got three weapons to throw to, that helps your quarterback rating, doesn't it?
You really got four.
Exactly, yeah. We've got Blake Robinson out there, too. I haven't called his name yet, and Jaden Eagle on some of those halfback screen passes. So, yeah, he's got a lot of options out there.
Eastern is up 33-0. They're trying to point after. They're going to go for two. They're going to try to keep the score to 35. If that happens, we'll talk about that then.
Sure. Yeah, we'll see how the rules work on that.
So they're going to line up. Shotgun formation. Eli Edwards. We can talk about Eli Carter here just a little bit. There's some stats around here. Won't be bad to mention them whatsoever. No problem. Short is a shotgun. Pass play back to the end zone. Caught. Clayton Kelly. That's a nice ball to get it right in the back of the end zone. It's going to be a two-point conversion. So the Eastern Comets have a 35-point advantage. It's a 35-point differential. When there's a 35-point differential in the second half, whenever it happens second half or it happens first half, it don't start till second half, but it begins a running clock.
Right.
Just for safety reasons, basically. They'll still play the game, but they'll stop the clock on timeouts, injuries, and they'll stop the clock after a point after touchdown play as they try to get set up for kickoff.
Out of bounds, do they still let it roll too, or do they? Yes, they let it roll on out of bounds plays as well.
So they're going to have a running clock after Tipton will receive here. And Tipton Blue Devils, they're still running where they need to go. And you're going to talk about Eli Carter. Go ahead.
Yeah, you said his name a couple times and by mistake tonight, but he was no mistake with the Tipton Blue Devils. He's a leading rusher in Tipton history with 6,072 career rushing yards. He's down at U of Indy right now. Again, rushing career at Tipton, 4,127 yards. University of Indianapolis in 2022 is 1,500 yards plus.
Yeah, he was definitely more than a weapon or a threat.
Yep. That 6,000 was also catching the ball. So yeah, 4,127 running and another couple thousand
catching the ball.
He wouldn't do anything without his linemen. You know that. He would say the same.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he would.
So, going to run it back after the 29. That was Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit, he's a junior. He's wearing the same number that Eli Carter wore a year ago. When you're wearing number 87, that's one of the biggest compliments you can get as a Blue Devil football player.
Yeah, I believe it is. And so he's doing himself proud and Eli proud wearing that number this year. He's a hard runner, tough kid, like I said several times, and playing both ways. And he's an iron man.
The Blue Devils put in play at their own 29. Clock moving, 11:06, third quarter, 35-0 advantage for the Eastern Thomas. Pass play in the flat right side. Reading the pass play out there was defensive back. I don't know if I can get that number in a single digit. It's made in Musgrave. Musgrave put the hit on him. And a good play there by Keaton Musgrave. Where's number 19? He's a linebacker. He's a junior. 7.7 tackles per game. He's got two interceptions this year. He almost got that one.
Yeah, he read that very well. Got through the block of the outside receiver there for the Blue Devils. Almost picked it.
Still a handoff up the middle. Calvin Condit, single back in the backfield, gets the handoff from Dallas Capshaw. They'll go outside the 30, near the 32-yard line. Going to bring out the third down for the Blue Devils. They're going to call it third and 8.
Yeah, that looks like number 54, Noah Jordan, on the tackle from his middle linebacker position.
Actually, it's Jordan. Yeah, Matt Henson helped me with that. Anybody in the brother, me included, would say Jordan.
Yeah, we've got the, Michael Jordan on our mind, so, but he's got a U in his name, so I guess it is Jordan.
Michael Jordan's on our mind because he's the best.
Yes, he is.
Good pass. It's going to be a backwards pass caught by Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit going to get tackled out of bounds. They'll stop the clock. They say they will. It's not going to stop. The officials are going to have to perform like they were playing with the regular game. They act like they're stopping the clock, but they got to perform like the clock is not moving.
Yeah, that was Noah Jordan, once again, number 54 for the linebacker position on the tackle.
So out to the 39-yard line, Blue Devils have a first down. So they'll line up left edge right there, and they go with Stack Twins right side. It's Ridgeway up on the line. Landon Spidell behind him. Shotgun snap taken by Dallas Capshaw. He'll hand off to Calvin Condit. They'll pick him up from the backside, hold him to little to no gain. Might be little to no gain.
Yeah, that was like Andrew Cavazos from his defensive tackle position, number 62 on the stop there.
So they'll work right there. 39-yard line. Can bring up second down 10. And Blue Devils in the huddle. Dallas Capshaw. To call the play. It's like you might have called it once. Play clock is at 12. Game clock rolling at 8:30. We're in the third quarter. We're at Eastern High School, round 2, sectional play. Class 2A, 36, sectional. Under back elbow, I keep saying. But there was a nice pass by Dallas Capshaw. Long gain. Catch is made by Landon Spidell. They go out of bounds near the 30, about the 31. Back shoulder all the way.
Yeah, he threw that a little short and didn't get as much as he wanted on it, but it worked out well for the Blue Devils. Landon Spidell kind of cut back and broke on the ball backwards and caught it and made a nice game.
So they moved the ball into Eastern Comet territory at the Eastern Comet 35. First and 10, Blue Devils from the right hash. Clock moving, 7:42. Shotgun snap taken by Dallas Capshaw. He'll fake it. To Calvin Condit, he'll keep the ball, try to keep it himself, go left side, he earned it hemmed in, and be caught in the backfield.
Yeah, nothing there, 87, and I think, once again, I think that was Noah Jordan.
Jordan, I said Noah Jordan, so what he averages, 12.2 tackles a game. He is the middle linebacker, he's 5'9", 170. He is in the senior class.
Yeah, Coach talked about him being a good kid and smart kid and just has a motor that never goes off, so.
Pass play. Set down route, left, right side. Caught once again, and a nice pass, nice reception. And I believe that was Zach Ridgway, was it not?
No, I think that was Fidel. Zach was on this side and with the far side, but I think that was Devin Baker on the tackle there from the safety position.
So they'll line it up. It'll be a positive gain. He's going to bring up, calling it fourth and four on the board. And we're going to work it right there on the sideline. The shotgun formation. Alvin Condit in the backfield. Twins, left side, they're stacked. Ridgway. Jordan, going to be a keeper right there. Trying to get what he could. Dallas Capshaw, are going to be tackled just shy. And we'll double check there. That was a, was that a third down play, maybe?
I believe so, yes. But they, again, looked like they knew what the what was coming there because they had about seven guys in the box waiting for a run.
So that was a third down play. It's going to bring up fourth. And a long two, almost three. Blue Devils in the huddle. Clock moving, 5:50 left here in the third quarter. 35-0 contest. Eastern Comets in front. Mercy rule is what they call it with the running clock in the second half. Running clock in the first half doesn't happen. It won't happen. It's not in the rule. And they're going to work it right side, shooting for the first down. And I don't know if he's short or... He might be short. Let's see if they need the sticks.
Yeah, it looks like he's about a half a yard short there. Again, everybody stacked in the inside in between the tackles. It's hard going in there.
No, they don't bring the sticks in. Didn't need them. Use the vision right there. I got to admit, vision for me, Dr. Stephen Kiyoshi Doi. He's now working at Harper Family Practice right there. I'm appreciative of him. Or I wouldn't even know that that wasn't Zach Ridgway.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my best without my binoculars tonight. I've kind of been leaning on them real heavy this year, so I'm doing a little squinting and sticking my head out this window.
So they're going to attend to a Blue Devil. He's in a seated position in the, on the grass. Couple of gentlemen there. Burke Emmert, one of them. As you mentioned before, Larry, Burke Emmert keeps players in the game.
Oh yeah, he you know, helps us both out, you know, high school and middle school. He's always around and great guy, great demeanor, and knows what he's doing. And kid safety is his first priority.
So they're attending to him. Little break in the action. 5:10 left here in the third quarter. I say, well, Larry, let's look up here. NFL games this week. It's week number 8. Thursday. That was last night. I didn't watch it. Didn't hear about it. Don't know who won. It was the Buccaneers and the Bills, and I would guess that the Bills won.
They did, but it was a tight ball game. They just pulled it out at the end, so they haven't been as explosive as people thought they were going to be this year.
And then starting Sunday, that's the 29th. Good friend of mine is born on that day, Tim Knapp. Tim Knapp will be 57 on Sunday, and there's going to be 9 games at 1 o'clock. First game is the Jets and the Giants. Go figure. They play at the same stadium. They have to erase and use, I don't know, probably soap and water and clean up the field and then make it say Giants. Is that weird?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but I don't know who I'd take. I think I'll take the Jets in that game.
That's a good one. How about the Jaguars and the Steelers? Steelers are coming back a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with the Jags, though.
Eagles and the Commanders.
Yeah, that should be a no-brainer. Eagles.
I'm going to bring him to his feet. He's going to walk off. And that was that. Walking off and then.
I'm a big guy.
So, will not mention. So we'll pick up with the Rams and the Cowboys here in a moment. But the Blue Devils are going to play defensively. They just turned the ball over on downs. We're in the third quarter, 5:05 left. Clock moving, 35-0 advantage. Eastern Comets. Opportunity to make some big noise, maybe even the biggest noise in Class 2A. Going to hand off right side. Eagle going to go up the gap. He's going to be gone. Eagle is going to go inside the 30, inside the 20, inside the 10. It's going to be a touchdown. Eagle going to run it in. This one's from 74 yards.
I tell you, like I said earlier, their offensive line is starting to really push Blue Devils around. A huge hole that I think I could have run through, but not nearly that quickly. He was through the second level and third level and gone before you knew it. He's a strong runner and good cutting ability, and he's got some speed when he gets out in the open.
He's not a baseball player. he better be on the side or the track team.
Well, yeah, I'd put him as a pinch runner, nothing else. But yeah, he's an athlete, that's for sure.
But they want Coach Heiser, master baseball coach. He's the AD. They're building a brand new baseball field right here. It's supposed to be the best, and I've seen pictures, topographical.
Wow, I have not did not hear that, but yeah, I spent a lot of time up here when my kids were at Hamilton Heights, you know, playing in baseball, football, basketball, track, all those things.
The point after touchdown is good. It goes through the uprights. Might not have been pretty, but you don't wait them.
Nope, as long as it goes through between the two bars, it counts all the same.
So let's pick up right here. The Rams are at the Cowboys.
Boy, you never know what Cowboys team is going to show up. I'm going to take the Rams in that.
All right, the Vikings are at the Green Bay Packers.
You know, the Vikings always play well up there. I'm going to go with the Vikings on that.
How about that game Monday night? The Vikings played very well.
Yeah, they did. Again, you don't know which, just like the Cowboys, you don't know which Vikings teams are going to show up. They could be as good as anybody, or they could be like, what is going on?
Kirk Cousins threw a pick on the first possession, gave them the ball at the 30, but McCaffrey fumbled it back to him.
Well, sometimes you've got to be lucky, too. So.
They're not lucky.
No, not at all.
So we'll also pick up the Falcons are at the Titans.
Boy, Falcons leading the NFC South. You know, Titans are all over the place. I'll take the Falcons.
Patriots are at the Dolphins.
Boy, I saw somebody pick the Patriots today on TV. I don't see it. I'll take the Dolphins.
A couple of weeks from now, the Colts are going to play the Patriots, but they're going to go across the water to play at Wembley, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's a long trip, early morning game.
That's going to be the only game this season that the Colts have that is not at a 1 o'clock start.
About that. Didn't know that.
They'll earn some more good prime time after this season.
Sure, I'm sure they will.
So they're getting ready to kick it off right now. We'll talk about the Saints and the Colts here in a second. So they're going to back up to kick off 6 yards deep, 3:48 left here in the third quarter, 42-0 contest. Eastern Thomas in front. So here comes the approach. 6 yards deep. If it's a buoy into it, we get a good revolution. You're under. Ball on your belt right there. Let's get it to Calvin Kiner. He's loose. Calvin Kiner across the 40, across the 50, inside the 40. And goes kicked out of bounds. That's kicking out of bounds right there. Credit that stop. It's going to be number 24, Drew Connor. He gets a sophomore. He's on special teams. He's getting his feet wet.
Yeah, good. Took a good angle there and forced him out of bounds. Great play.
Larry, you know as well as I do, if Calvin Condit was at 100%, he was gone.
Yeah, he's, like I said, he's a little, you know, brace on that ankle there and just a step slower than he usually is.
I like to see a race between him and 31, Jaden Eagle.
Ooh, I don't know. I think I put my money on Jaden tonight, at least.
I thought, yeah, on Jaden tonight, but that's a prime. So pass play. See, pass got a new Calvin. Dallas Condit. Excuse me, Dallas. Right there, Dallas makes the good throw once again. That's Dallas Capshaw, 5'10", 145. He can release it.
That was a nice ball. It was right on the money, and again, kind of, he was looking over his outside shoulder. It was a little inside, so he kind of spun around and couldn't get his bearings enough to get a hold of that ball.
So pass goes incomplete. They respot it at the Eastern Comet 30-yard line. It's at the left hash. Clock still moving, even though it was an incomplete pass. Mercy Rule will run the clock, and it'll stop on timeouts, injuries, and given time for the point after touchdown to happen to get set up for kickoff. That's the only time it'll stop, and that's the Mercy Rule. I don't know if that's a good name, but that's what everybody knows this by.
Yeah, that's like I said, I don't like the name, but I get the intent.
So, 30-yard line, right, left hash. A little bit of a lull in the game right here. I'm not sure if there's a timeout. Did you see a timeout, Larry?
No, I did not.
They're holding up the game just a little bit. I can't see if somebody's down here in front of the Eastern Thomas. Oh, okay, thank you. W-I-O-U, he's right on top of everything. He pointed out to me, and I appreciate him. And I'm... You see a different gentleman with WIOU, but glad to see this guy. He got the green face mask on. Is that good for Halloween, sir?
It is.
Very good. He looks good. He might have been an Eastern Comet graduate. I don't know. He said yes.
Yes.
Oh, you're pretty happy to be the Eastern Comet graduate.
Yes, I am.
I don't blame you. Everybody's got to graduate somewhere, we hope. But, so they're going to line it up right there. They're going to start the play clock. Play clock. 2:18 on the game clock. Going to line up in a shotgun once again, Dallas Capshaw. In the backfield with him is Calvin Condit. Slot left, short side of field, low snap. Picks it up, hands it off to Condit. Condit to go left side, about the one hole, maybe the three hole, to get what he can.
Yeah, it looks like we're Blue Devils starting to get some of their, a couple of their seniors in that don't get a whole lot of playing time there. Jackson Neville, and also I believe I saw 45, Caden Cassis in there as well for the Blue Devils.
Jackson Neville, he's a senior. Not the first week of practice I got to meet him. He is the nicest young man.
Yeah, I know him a little bit. And yeah, he's a pretty pleasant guy.
Still lining up in the shotgun. Condit in the backfield. Just got back one step to make the throw. Landed Spidell, lost his footing, got back up, made the catch. He'll pick up about five. A nice catch, good athletic move by Spidell.
Yeah, he put the brakes on and feet slid out from under him, went down, popped right back up and caught that ball. When they're thrown out to him, and pretty hard pass. So that was quick for him to get him off the ground and get up there and get that ball.
So it's going to bring up fourth down, 4. Blue Devils have the football at the Eastern Comet 24-yard line. Blue Devils trying to reach the red zone, the 20-yard line, get a first down, or even more. Let's put Zach Ridgway far left side. Lane of Spidell, right side. He'll look him off. He'll look right. He'll throw it to Spidell. Spidell trying to make the catch. Not sure. Is there a slide there, Larry? Because looked like the defender might have not been playing the ball.
No, I don't see a flag. I think he just kind of went and scraped at the arms when it arrived. I don't think he was early, so that was just a good defensive play back there.
And I really thought I saw a yellow flag there. I'm not so sure there should have been one there.
Yeah, could have been either way.
So they're getting the ball back to Eastern. Thomas going to take over. The third quarter is going to empty out. 10 seconds left in the third. So both teams going to get a timeout. Going to get a timeout right here, and then we'll begin the fourth quarter here momentarily. It'll be 1st and 10, Eastern Thomas. From their own 24-yard line, Larry Murdoch, our next team is the Saints at the Colts.
Yeah, I'll take the Colts.
I hope the Colts can win. Minshew is a good quarterback, but he plays better off the bench.
Yeah, he sure does. So I'm keeping my faith.
Well, that sounds good. I believe in you. I believe in the faith that you have. Texans are at the Panthers.
I'm going to go with my boy, C.J. Stroud, with the Texans.
C.J. Stroud, the overall first pick in the draft this year.
Oh, number 2 behind, Alabama quarterback. Who was that? I can't remember his name. But he's the Panthers quarterback this year, the number 1 pick.
Oh, very good. We'll talk about C.J. Stroud. You know, his football coach, who's that?
What's that?
Head football coach for C.J. Stroud.
Where at? I see. You're old Frank Wright, yeah. Frank Wright, that's right.
I think Frank Wright, he had to play the cards that he was dealt when he got to Indianapolis.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sure did.
He's picking some cards.
Yep, sure is.
Okay, you're saying that if I don't get the groceries, pick up the groceries, and you don't want me to make the meal.
Yeah, that was old Parcells, the comment, yeah.
He's a funny guy, but he's good. Shotgun. Got a new quarterback in the ballgame. Going to be a handoff, right side. And be caught at the line of scrimmage. Gibson, quarterback in this game now, wears number 1, Gibson Eagle. He's a freshman. Gibson Eagle, he caught a touchdown pass this year. Coach Josh Edwards said, yep, we put him in.
Yep. Wanted to get him a little bit of the feel for the varsity game. And Coach Edwards, being a real gentleman here, getting clearing his bench a little bit, getting some guys in the game, getting their first sectional experience here.
So shotgun. Eagle takes a snap from shotgun. He'll throw right side. He's got an arm. Go incomplete. A little bit underthrown there. Not much. Going to be underthrown. Intended receivers. Number 3, Ryder DeYoung. DeYoung is a senior. 6'1", 50. Gibson Eagle, a freshman. He's a quarterback and a linebacker. Probably a linebacker. You look at him, his stature, he's got some beef on him. I'm not saying that's heavy. I'm just saying he's got some strength on him. He's just 5'6", 150, but he can release a spiral.
Yeah, it looks like freshman Zane Emberton, number 12, in there on the coverage.
So they'll line up trips to the right, split out wide left. And Jaden Eagle in the backfield. He's dropping a throw. Pass play down the sideline. And they're going to throw a flag. Pass was intended for number 9. And we don't have help with number 9 on the roster, but that's okay. That was a good ball, but Clouser didn't play the ball.
Yeah, he was looking back, but he just kind of rode him out with his hip out of bounds, and they're going to call that every time.
So they're calling interference. So they'll give Eastern Thomas 15 yards. A 15 yards will be enough for a first down. Interference, pass interference on the defense is not automatic first down. You got to make sure you get the yardage to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, again, Slay just didn't look back quite in time.
Slot left, slot right. Eagle. Snap, going to hand off right side. You'll be back at the line of scrimmage. Run the football now. He's number 34, Isaiah Pickett. He's a sophomore, 5'8", 185. And he's averaging 26 yards per game. And he comes in to give relief to Jaden Eagle. Jaden Eagle will be ready for next week.
That looks like Riley Coleman on the tackle there for the Blue Devils.
So they move the ball out to the 38-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. Game clock at 9:12. 42-0 contest. Eastern in front. They'll go trips left side, split out wide right. Eagle going to pitch it left with the football. You're going to break contain. He's going to get to the 45-yard line. Again, the ball carrier, Isaiah Pickett, sophomore. You look at this, you just got to know that the weight room is pretty good weight room here at Eastern.
Yeah, they, I'm sure they walk them down there every day, make them get their work in. But Dallas Catchell came up from his safety position and made a good play.
So what they have, that performing arts building right here, pretty close. It's Howard County. I went there and saw Ricky Skaggs one time.
About that?
A little bluegrass. He's a good one. Shotgun. Call him a cadence. He's got some arm movement on those cadence. He's got it easy on that because Brett Favre learned that that's a penalty. He was dropped the throw. He's going to work it in the right flat. It's a level pass. It was a forward pass. It's going to be caught. You get in across the 45 to the 46. And a nice play right there. As quarterback, Eagle comes over to get the next play.
Yeah, Zane Emberton again, a freshman coming over for a quarterback position to float him up a little bit, and then a host of Blue Devils were on the tackle.
The ball moves out to the 46. It's the right hash. Ball is still in Eastern territory. Fourth and two. That'd be a long two. We're going to go for the first down here. Quarterback Gibson Eagle, freshman, was number one. Just like the snap, you're going to run the option, you're going to keep it. You're going to read the defensive end, and you're going to keep the ball, and it's going to be close. Eagle, I tell you what, it looks like he's going to get the first down.
He had it for a couple yards there, so somebody down there for the Blue Devils, but he was up walking it off.
So quarterback Gibson Eagle, freshman class, gets a pretty good hand clap from the Eastern faithful.
78 looks like J.T. Tim Teeter, a junior, getting in there on that tackle as well.
So ball's at the 49-yard line, middle of the field. Game clock at 7 minutes, still rolling. Trips to the left, split out wide right. Shotgun quarterback, Eagles, he'll hand off. He's trying to break contain. The Blue Devils are going to, if Zach Ridgeway gets a hand on him and pulls him down.
Yeah, great play by Zach. You know, came up strong in that outside linebacker position, got him around the ankles and just wouldn't let loose.
Isaiah Pickett, the ball carrier. So they'll move it back to the 46-yard line of Eastern. Going to bring up second down, 13. Clock moving, 6:26 left here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we'll see what they do here on this one. But, again, the Huskies look like they're stacking up for the run here.
We love the Huskies, but we are here at Tipton for sure. When they're working in the left side, going to be caught left flat. ball's going to be caught. You go out of bounds. Grab that catch for Easton, number 5, Bentley Hollinger. He's a freshman. Getting his feet wet tonight in a sectional game, 5'7", 145.
That looks like Tyler Carver, number 21, on the stop. But a real nice play in pursuit from Peyton Tregesser there from his middle linebacker position to kind of slow him down.
So Eastern moves the ball into Blue Devil territory. Just barely. Ball's resting at the Blue Devil 46-yard line. They'll line up in a shotgun once again. Gibson Eagle, single man in the backfield. Slot, he trips, right side. And Eagle, a little bit discontent there. Line back up. He'll call the cadence. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it himself. Wanted to pitch it right, but couldn't really make the pitch. Aiden Blair was going to intercept the ball.
Yeah, he was in there quickly, and Aiden got a piece of him, held on, and slowed him up.
So they get it back to the line of scrimmage. It's number 1, Gibson Eagle. Remember that name. I'm not sure who will be quarterback next year, but that's... And he's second in command here. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. He's looking pretty good out there.
Jet Engel wasn't a big guy, and he scored 4 touchdowns in a game versus the Blue Devils. But the Blue Devils still won the game. Shotgun, he's going to drop the throw. Looking to throw, rolls out of pocket. He's going to let one go. It's a good ball. It's going to be caught. They pull it in. Really caught right there. And a catch made by number 5, Bentley Hollinger. That's the freshman.
Yeah, I tell you what, he threw a good ball on the run. Didn't even get to set his feet, but put a nice air under it and dropped it right in there. So good ball by the freshman there.
So Eastern Thomas put it inside the red zone. They put it down to the 10 with the reception from Hollinger. With a shotgun once again. They're going to hand off up the middle. They'll hit it off the middle, be about the 11-yard line. Might have lost a yard on the carry. Ball carrier there with Isaiah Pickett once again. Sophomore.
Yeah, the old Brandon there on the stop for the Blue Devils.
So he'll lose a yard, too. So they'll back it up, call a loss of 1. Second down, 11. We'll mention the game clock is moving at 3:48. And down there on the sideline, Jaden Engel showing us the backwards worm. He's pretty athletic.
Yeah, did really make a nice little move there.
So they'll line it up left hash. 11-yard line, second down 11. Shotgun, Eagle, going to hand off. We'll go left side, trying to get 3 home. Blue Devil's going to keep him from getting to the 10. And again, the ball carrier there with 34 Isaiah Pickett. So clock still moving, 3:18.
Cole Husky there on the stop for the Blue Devils.
So clock moving, third down 12 at the 12. Third and goal for the Eastern Thomas. 3:03 on the game clock. Thomas in the huddle. 15 on the play clock. Play clock does mean something for sure in the Mercy Rule game. So they'll work from the shotgun. Eagle. Gibson Eagle with the bat, with the football. They'll line up trips to the left side, short side of the field. Got early movement. Looked like he wanted to snap sooner than it came to him and a couple teammates. Going to go illegal procedure. They'll back it up 5. It's going to become 3rd and 17. 3rd and goal from the 17.
It looks like Isaiah Pickett was intending to get that ball and just jump just a step too quickly there from his running back position.
So the ball moves back to the 17-yard line. 2:15 on the game clock. Going to line up left hash. Trips to the left, spit out wide right. Single man in the backfield, along with Gibson, Eagle, pass play, slant pattern, right to left. Pass was just a bit behind the intended receiver.
Yeah, I think if it was about 2 feet in front of him, he'd still be running in the end zone, probably doing a little dance down there. But, yeah, just a bit behind him, but a good velocity on that ball.
So, fourth down goal from the 17th. So picking up the play from the sideline, Coach Josh Edwards calls the plays. And we'll mention Gibson Eagle into the huddle. Now they're at the line of scrimmage. Gibson Eagle is going to call the cadence. Minute and a half left. 4th and 17, 4th and goal for Easter. Going to roll right. Looking, going to motion him up the field. Catch is made. I think a flag thrown is going to be a touchdown for the moment. So they'll talk it over.
going to be holding against the Eastern Comets. So the Comets are going to hold, and it's going to nullify a good pass play, and Gibson Eagle wanted that pass play.
Oh, yeah, and he, you know, he rolled out there, and the guy was covered, and he just kind of waved him to the middle with his hand, his offhand, and threw a nice ball inside. And so that was the kind of creativity there from the quarterback and the wide receiver. Good communication, nonverbal type, but got the job done. But somebody held on to somebody else.
I think the area of that flag, Gibson Eagle, benefited from that hole to be able to make the throw.
He could have, yeah, because there was nobody out there in contain. He could have probably run it for 10 yards or so.
So, 4th and 27, 30 seconds left. Gibson Eagle, under center, going to be. Play clock is underneath, so they do not need to snap it. And we've just seen the final play of the game. Game clock at 12 seconds. So a lot of guys getting in the ball game that had some fun.
Yeah, and like I said, I love to see that. You know, Coach Edwards being a real sportsman there and helping his guys get a little bit of, you know, things they can talk about next week in school and called off the dogs a little bit there. So great job by both teams.
So good ball game. We're appreciative, both teams, or most coaches, willing to talk before the game. That's always good to hear, especially for the people listening, because you can hear the demeanor, and both coaches here, incredible demeanor.
Absolutely, and like I said, you know they're doing it for the kids, and you got to have love for this game and also love to see these young men grow up right before your eyes, and they, you can tell that they both have that first thing in their mind.
So that's going to end the season for the Blue Devils. I'm sure they got some basketball players ready to go, but we're going to wish the best for the Eastern Comets. They're going to advance next Friday night. They'll either be at Eastbrook or Bluffton. I believe that to be true. Don't quote me. I knew that would have been the situation for the Blue Devils. But anyway, they're going to play either Eastbrook or Bluffton. If they play Bluffton, they're going to run into some senior-laden teams.
Yeah, I've heard that. But, yeah, played a good-looking team tonight. And so, like I said, we wish them the best. And hopefully they'll go out there and perform like they did tonight.
That sounds good. We're going to bow out here, Larry. You want to mention anything about the Blue Devil season? Do you want to talk about the middle school?
Well, I tell you what, you know, it was a hard season for the Blue Devils, no doubt. You know, had some injuries early before the season ever started, and you know, a young team. So better days are ahead for the Blue Devils. I know we got some guys coming up that'll help them next year, and you know, give them a couple more years here, and I'm sure Coach Toll is going to be coaching hard, and like I said, his son and a good group of eighth graders are coming up next year. So better days are ahead for the Blue Devils.
Very good. We're about out of here. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. She monitored the whole game. If we'd have dropped a signal, we'd have found out by her. She'd have called us. But we haven't dropped a signal all season long. That's good. AT&T, we are thankful for AT&T. I wish they'd lower our rates, but they're pretty good. And we're going to bow out of here. And we'll mention basketball season coming right up. Check the PutMeInSports.com website, and you can see the listings. PutMeInSports.com. I'm going to strive to cover every Blue Devil boys basketball game. We're going to do some Hamilton Heights girls, but we're going to cover every boys game. And we'll mention, we're going to get out of here, bow out of here. We thank you for listening. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.